participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitation for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless, and only on the Don and Mike Show.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the rock. Stop on the rock. Stop on the rock. Can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Stop on the rock.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Who was that handsome young man sitting next to Michael Jackson last night on CBS?
That's him.
He's a true humanitarian. Right. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Angry Red Taco and all the ships at sea. Somewhere between Whitney Houston and Liza Minnelli lies the tantalizing physiques of these men.
Oh, yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. More Liza than Whitney, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Proud of that. And hello and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday, November the 14th. Phone line, our lifeline to you.
Oh, yes.
And we do love taking your calls, and here are the phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., where we're broadcasting from, the most powerful city in the free world. 202-432-1067. And New York, your hotline, 877-692-1027.
All right.
That's all the stuff you need. National number, 877-365-3636. D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. I know he's got a 2x4 up his ass a mile wide because I haven't said it yet. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. I feel much better now.
Thank you. Pressure has been relieved on Buzz.
Oh, man, look at that.
He has been introduced. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Yeah, this is Jason over in Fairfax. I'm just wondering about your little bowling thing going on. Is that tonight or tomorrow night?
No, the hot balls are tonight. The hot gutter ball action. Hot balls.
Well, I live right next door. I was thinking about coming by.
Well, come on by. Look,
it's going to be you.
It's going to be the most pressure-filled match we've ever had. Tonight, come see the Don and Mike Gutter Balls, our semi-pro team, as we take on an all-gay team, the Bowling Ballers. That is tonight at the AMF Lanes in Annandale, Virginia.
It's a return engagement to the AMF Lanes in beautiful, scenic Annandale.
Now, I am not sure if these guys on the team, the gay guys, will be bowling in drag, or if their cheerleaders will be in drag.
Well,
let me tell you, I just want to tell the balls. All the balls, I want you to listen to me right now, that if they are bowling in drag, we need to focus extra hard, okay?
Right.
Because that's going to be a distraction.
Yes,
that's
going
to be a distraction if you've got a man dressed as a woman in the lane next to you.
And remember that we got to win tonight, because if we lose, the bet is we have to go with these guys to apparently the gayest gay bar in the world.
Right.
Wet.
Right.
And if we win,
we
take them to one of the greatest strip clubs in D.C. Mayor Barry's favorite, the Camelot.
Camelot, yes, sir.
The Camelot.
We can handle the Camelot.
Yeah.
But, you know, especially after the calls yesterday.
About wet
and what goes on there.
Ooh. Yeah, we got to win tonight. So we'd love to meet you guys. Come on out and see. For me, this is the acid test. Can we beat a bunch of homos at bowling?
I got more information on wet when I went out and it worked out yesterday afternoon.
Great faith that you can.
Let me tell you what I heard about wet. Not only, you know, the stuff that was mentioned up on stage, but apparently on the TV screens down at this club, it's like wall-to-wall gay porno.
Oh,
just
God.
Going all the time.
We've got to win. We've got to win. We've got to win big. We've got to.
Well, we're rooting for you guys. Take care.
Yeah, gutter ball action. Hot balls in action tonight.
No balls.
I'm a little worried because this is the same bowling alley where Rob got his hole greased the last time we were.
Yeah, now we're going to have to get to the bottom of that. You know, I mean, we're going to have to really, you know, we might have to grease some people ourselves.
Well, I think there will be some people greased there tonight. The bowling ballers. All right, so that's what's happening tonight. Today on the show, it's Dog Day Afternoon. I know some people are here already with their dogs.
Saw that Rottweiler outside.
Who let the dogs out?
We won't be playing this too much today.
How do you make an annoying radio promotion even more annoying?
Yeah.
It's my pleasure to bring you this song continuously today.
Oh, it's almost as disturbing as the thought of going to club wet.
We have guys and girls showing up with their animals. Now, come on down to the Dynamike World Broadcast Headquarters, 10800 Main Street in Toothless, Fairfax, Virginia. Big WJFK CBS building, right behind the building in the parking area. We've got a big area that's been sanctioned off just for the animals.
Yes,
for the dogs. And, the dogs are going to be going number two today on the show. Because, let's face it, how many times you've been out with your dog, or maybe you've just been out for a walk, or maybe you've just been walking down the street, and you see just a big steaming pile of poo, and you go, wow, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's gigantic.
I wish it would steam more. You could avoid it if it was always steaming.
So today the contest is going to be $1,000. Oh, and I loved having the meeting after the show yesterday with the management team here. On why we're giving away $1,000 for dog poop.
And the tone being, why?
Yeah, they don't get it. It's $1,000. Okay, you need $1,000? Right, need $1,000. For what? For dog poop. Okay, but wait, hold on. We need 500 more. Why is that? Well, because we're going to pay $250 for the prettiest poop.
Right.
And $250 for the most disgusting poop.
Most disgusting. I bet they had their troubles wrapping their minds around that concept.
Yeah, they didn't get it, but we got the money, and the dogs, I guess, are starting to arrive, and we will talk to Joe Ardinger outside in just a moment. If you're here, feel free to let your dog get to it. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, I saw, when I looked out the window, a couple of dogs, early arrivals, and it looked as though they were panting quite a bit, so maybe they have to get ready.
Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike. Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing, Jabronis?
Hey,
you watched Michael Jackson last night?
Oh, my God. Did I watch that pedophile last night?
Oh, my God. I just wanted to say one thing. I can get her.
I can
how
get her.
Doing?
Listen, he is the most disturbing creature on the face of the earth. I mean, you take
I know, with that pointy nose.
Yeah,
I just want to kick him in the face.
You take a Pinhead, you take Freddy, you take the Nightmare on Elm Street.
And the editing for that show, the technical director.
Nobody's as scary as Michael Jackson.
It was so annoying. I will tell you, it was so annoying to watch the technical director, and I realized
that. Next to his brothers?
Hi, sir. How you doing?
Oh,
you know, it was amazing that actually they would cut away from him so quickly that, and I think the reason was they didn't want you to see that clown, horrible, right, funhouse face of his.
Mm-hmm. And when he was sitting up there with Macaulay Culkin and Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, my God.
With the pasty Joker face and the big fake Pinocchio nose and the big Lucille Ball painted on lips. And then he would do the kiss thing, but he wouldn't really kiss. He would just put his hands up by his mouth.
Right, right.
And like, oh, I love you so. I love you so. Oh, Christ, it was,
you know, and you look at the
so
videos,
disturbing.
You look at the videos that they would show, you know, from his history, and I'm like, why did he do that? You know, why did he chop his face up like he did? Because,
nuts.
I mean, some of the videos way back when, I mean, he was not a bad-looking guy, and then he just, you know, he just went into this whole thing where now, I don't know whether it's makeup, I don't know whether, you know, what he's done, but we can all agree, the nose has been
you know, completely.
Yeah, well, we knew that all along.
It's just scary to look at.
And it's the contrast when you have the other Jackson 5 members up there, and they all pretty much still look the same, and hey, their skin is still the same color.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got him up there,
really weird,
dancing around between them, and on purpose. I think you're right that they didn't show us enough. Really, if you want to give us what America wanted, we wanted just 2 hours of the camera on Michael Jackson.
Yes, slowly on Michael. You know, watching him do. First of all, you can't argue with some of his talent. He really still can make the moves, but
absolutely,
they would cut away from it so quickly so as not to show his face.
And I don't need to see the you know, the multicultural, multigender, all ages in the audience.
The plant audience that really looked like it was a planted audience.
Clapping and enjoying the music. I mean, I just wanted a camera just on pedophile there.
And also, don't forget the little playlets during the gang fight that they recreated during Beat It. No one needs
that. I hate that. There's nothing I hate more than choreographed fighting on stage where it's just like, ooh, I'm so mad at you.
I think Saturday Night Live said it best last year when they said, look, he's become a noseless white woman. And that's really what he looks like.
Yeah. What about Liza, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Liza. What I want to know, how did she get her penis in that dress?
Oh, no.
That's all I want to know. God damn, if you didn't see Liza Minnelli last night.
Thick Liza.
And, you know, first of all, again, this is all part of what's wrong with Michael Jackson. I mean, first he's sitting up there with Macaulay Culkin.
Like in his royal box.
Yeah, right.
Which has got Liz Taylor on one side, Macaulay Culkin on the other.
And he can have anybody in the world at this show, which is basically a J.O. session for Michael Jackson.
Right.
And he chooses Liza Minnelli, who comes out, and I mean, she's got legs that look like my legs. She's, if you've seen the movie Arthur, now keep in mind, she was as far as a POA, as far as away from being a POA in Arthur as possible.
She was heinous in Arthur. She pretty much ruined Arthur.
You look at her now, though, I mean, that's a man, baby. I am not kidding. She is big. She's gigantic.
Well, you've always heard the stories.
Puffy.
I was happy to see that Liza was able to function at all because you've heard the stories about, you know, Liza being in a wheelchair.
Very sick.
You know, to see that she was actually functioning. But it was a disturbing show from start to finish.
Hello, Phil. Donna Mike Show. Hi, Phil.
That's Bill from Edison. I won Lisa's pregnancy test last week.
Oh, did you get it in the mail?
No, unfortunately, you guys tossed it.
What do you mean?
But, I was told that it was thrown out, but, you know. Such
no. No, 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 no.
No?
No, I happen to know for a fact that the pregnancy tests were set.
I think what we were going to do, Don, is we were going to throw out the ones that she took and send this guy, like, brand new ones and, like, run them underwater or something like
that. Well, I'll check into that. Sorry, but, you know, if you win a prize on the show, you should get the prize. Yeah. If the prize is Lisa's early pregnancy test, you should get it.
I guess they were just sitting on a counter or something like that.
I could go buy a new one and think really hard. I don't know.
Well, if that's the case, I'll have her take a number one on a brand new one for you.
Hey, thank you.
I'd be glad to.
Hey, tell me Michael Jackson doesn't look like Skeletor from the He-Man cartoons last night.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's
when there's no more room left in hell, Michael Jackson will walk the earth.
He is goddamn scary. Ooh.
And also you gotta consider, you know, whether what is lip sunk, what was not lip sunk. It even sounded bad on some of the tunes that he, you know, his dancing looked great. He still can move. But some of the vocals, like when Mark Anthony came out and did She's Out of My Life, I mean, he did a really good job of that, but I don't know whether Michael Jackson could do that to
him. Well, a lot of the Michael Jackson, we've got some of the tape here, is like, stop the love you save me, be your own.
Where they're going down. I mean, he is in his 40s.
Yeah. Hello, Irving. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don Mike.
Yeah, hi, Irving.
Yeah, there's a bunch of National Guardsmen down here on the George Washington Bridge. We just want to say we've been listening up every morning. And
Oh, good.
We like the fact that you're giving away $1,000 for dog poop, so kind of fun.
Oh, thank you. Glad glad you like it, and good job all you guys down at the GW Bridge, our National Guard.
Thank you very much. We were just wondering if you guys could give a word to ONA about, you know, Whip It Out Wednesday. So if you guys could give a word to them, let them know.
Yeah, you got it.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Forgot to ask him whether he was packing heat or not packing heat.
I don't know. Well, I've got to think he's packing heat.
Some of them do and some of them don't. You know, you get the guys in the airports that pack heat and the guys that don't.
Let's go to Nick. Hey, Nick. Hey, Nick. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Nick, my friend.
Don and Mike.
Dr. Nick, hi. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead, Nick. Oh, come on, D.A. Let's go to Adam. Adam, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Adam. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Adam.
Are we having some technical snafu?
I don't know if it's technical or if it's DA.
Adam? Speak, Adam.
Adam, can you hear us? Adam, can you hear us?
Adam, can you hear us?
All right, let's go to Andrew. Let's try one more. Andrew, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I think it's us. Something's wrong.
Andrew.
Shouldn't be.
Well, maybe it's us.
I don't think so.
I don't know. We're just people, right?
You think it's just people? Think it's a DA factor all the way around? Three in a row?
Well, I don't know. We could be the DAs. I don't know.
Well, I'm hearing you okay.
And I hear you okay.
I hear the both of you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
No, see, it's not us. Hi.
Who's your guys?
Hey, who's this?
It's Frank. How you doing?
Hi, Frank. We're doing great.
Listen, just a word about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He's turning into his own negative. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, this Michael Jackson thing. Do you want to hear the tape of this? We got tape of the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, why not? Sure.
From last night. Oh, also want to mention today, here's the location for the Mercedes-Benz. To win today's key. Go to the Simply Wireless location in the District of Columbia, which is a District of Columbia, 660 Pennsylvania Avenue in Southeast.
All right.
Souf-EAST.
Go down and get yourself a chance to win a key.
660 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast.
All right.
Washington, D.C.
Got it.
At the Simply Wireless store. You don't have to buy anything. Just go on in and fill out your entry. Let me see. Yesterday's winner was, who the hell is this? Oh, K. Oh, how am I going to pronounce his last name? R-A-Y-A-V-A-R-A-P-U.
Raya Verapu.
Thank you, Rob. K. Raya Verapu from Rockville, Maryland, won yesterday's key.
Raya Verapu.
She was one of the thousand...
Like something we're doing today.
Thousand people who showed up yesterday at the Simply Wireless location. Today, go to the District of Columbia, Southeast, 660 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's the location. And we're doing this to give everybody a chance to win, to get out, so you don't have to just listen to the show and call and be the right caller. We're going to every once in a while send you out to the stores.
Good.
So you can actually fill out the form. You go anytime between now and 9 o'clock tonight. We'll have a random drawing on tomorrow's episode. Rob, turn on the Joe microphone, though, real quick, before we get to the Michael Jackson tapes. And
see how many hounds we have outside.
Your telephone calls that are standing by. Let's go now live to...
Hello.
To Joe Hart.
It's a little loud.
Let the dogs out! Let the dogs out!
All right, howdy, Joe.
Hi, it's a beautiful day out here, Don and Mike.
Joe, how many dogs you got out there already for us today?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 9 or 10.
Nine or 10 already, an incredible field of dogs.
We got some monsters out here. One of them was a little too anxious and already cut loose.
That's okay.
Oh, you know what? I think probably next break you and I are going to have to go out there and survey. And
we sure will if a dog is already... Is it plainly visible, Joe?
Yeah, but it's in the side. I don't know if it qualifies. It's not here in the parking lot.
Where did the dog go?
Right over here in the alleyway in the bushes.
Well, I think if you can see it, it qualifies.
Yeah, sure. I think we're going to have a degree of flexibility. I mean, they're dogs, for God's sake.
Remember, they're dogs. They see in black and white.
Okay.
You know, everything that we say to them sounds... They don't understand what we say.
They ever prove that, the dogs only see in black and white? I mean, what do they do? How'd they prove that? Would they pop one of those dogs out and the dog's eyes out or something?
I don't know, but that's something I've always believed and said on the show, that dogs see in black and white. Rob, would that be true?
It is absolutely true. As a matter of fact, sometimes show your dog the Wizard of Oz, and they make no difference between...
I knew he was... Yeah. You know, I know his straight answers and his answers when he's lying. I knew that. He was coming across the studio, and I knew he was working that one up.
Oh, I got you, because Wizard of Oz starts off
black
and white, but then it goes to color.
Well, not just color, Don. Technicolor.
I can't tell. All right, I get jokes, guys. All right, well, Joe, stay out there with the dogs, and we'll be out momentarily.
Great.
Sounds like we're off to a good start. Joe, what type of... dogs do we have out there represented today?
Well, we've got a Rottweiler, and we've got big dogs I don't even know the names of, big tiger striped dogs. We've got a couple of labs.
Wait, excuse me, Joe, was that big tiger striped dogs?
Yeah, tiger striped dogs.
Very good.
Tigers. Okay. Yeah. You know, we're going to have to get out there.
And more and more coming. I mean, now there's probably 11 or 12. So
we're going to have to eyeball this ourselves.
Who let the dogs out?
today. The dog who makes...
Tiger stripe dog.
That's a mastiff, I believe, is what it's described.
The dog who makes the biggest poop will win for its master $1,000.
For dog lovers, that might be called a brindle.
The prettiest poop, that's for $250. And the most disgusting poop, that's for $250 as well.
You know, I remember the guy that called yesterday about his Rotty, his Rottweiler, and I got to look at that dog. That's a big, thick animal out there.
All right, well, we're going outside in just a moment. Let's try the phones again. Let's go to Dan. Dan, you're on the Don and Mike Show. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Just on the Michael Jackson show last night.
Yeah.
How come Whitney Houston looked like goddamn Skeletor from the He-Man show?
Well, that's the second mention of Skeletor from He-Man. It's because she's all coked up. I mean, didn't you remember hearing the stories about how she looked when the concert was filmed? And that concert was filmed like... a day before the Twin Towers.
Yeah, it was the day we were coming up, right? When we came into the garden, and I came into the garden and I saw the, you know, everything all shut down for the Michael Jackson show.
Yeah, she was hideous. Now that was worth it, just to see Whitney Houston and Liza Minnelli. That's worth the price of admission right there. You know, but I wish they would have given us more Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Let's go to Larry. Hey, Larry, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi, you're
Larry the Fishman.
Hi, what, Larry?
This is Larry the Fishman talking.
Hi, Larry.
Are you from Larry's Fish House?
Nope, just Larry the Fishman.
Any fish you wish?
Any fish you wish. Your fish is my command.
I still go back to the ancient movie, The Flamingo Kid.
The Fishman. What can we do for you, Larry?
Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Just like Liza Minnelli, if you look at the face. Am I right or what?
Yeah, okay.
She was going to push Christopher Reeve down a stairway.
Oh, man.
Let's go to Cliff. Hello, Cliff. Not a mic show. Hello. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, Cliff there.
All right, hold on. Never mind. We got only 1,000 phone lines now. Alex, not a mic show. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
I just want to say this is a great country.
Yes.
Where else can a poor black kid grow up to be a rich white man?
Absolutely.
Or woman, as the case may be.
Woman, yes. Michael Jackson. Jeez. You know, I guess that show got a huge rating last night.
You couldn't help but not watch it. It was
a curiosity factor, right? Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Don and Mike Show. Hi. Andrew?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, your New York line is all effed up.
Why is that?
Because I can't hear the show on hold. All I can hear are the callers. I can't hear you guys.
They're working on that, okay? Bear with us, Andrew.
Okay. And what did you think about Slash last night?
Slash with his mesh, with his big mesh shirt on that he had. It just, you know, it added to that whole carnival atmosphere of just this, the land of the misfits.
He didn't seem too much of a sellout, did he?
Didn't Slash come out when they were doing that fight sequence, Rob? I mean, he was there.
The first part was Slash was there for Black and White.
And right. He stayed out for Beat It to play.
Yeah, he stayed out for Beat It. That's when they had all the day. And I said, this is when it began to resemble a halftime show.
Yeah, precisely. Good call.
Yeah, poor Slash.
He's stuck in the 80s, but he's still pretty cool.
Yeah, no, but listen, you know what? That ruined his credibility, man.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
How the hell could Slash go on that show?
Yeah, so I still think that top hat looks like a doof.
Oh, but he's a great rocker, though.
Oh, he's a fantastic.
He's a great rocker.
Fantastic rocker.
Let's go to Dwayne.
Hey, know that.
Dwayne, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Really? Slash is a Jew?
Rob.
Rob gives us a secret sign on who's Jewish. Slash is a Jew?
Would he be in Adam Sandler's song?
Maybe.
All right.
Know.
Okay, we'll have to look that up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, Dwayne, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing okay.
All right. What's going on with the lines?
What, Dwayne?
The lines are screwed up out there trying to get to you.
No, but Dwayne, you're here.
You're here talking to us right now.
What can we do
how
for
you?
Doing?
Everything's good. Now I was just going to say the show is good. The show is real good. It's my first time listening, but I guarantee that I'm feeling how y'all feeling on that Michael Jackson topic. Jesus, what happened to his face?
All right. You know, that seems to be, thank you, Dwayne. That seems to be what everybody wants to know, what happened to his face. And last night, of course, I had the battle going with Frida.
Right.
About what we're going to watch. That she wants to watch the goddamn Like It Matters, the 200th episode of Frasier, which incidentally,
that wasn't even on the radar last night.
Which
for me.
Incidentally was another chance for Kelsey Grammer to take his shirt off. Half the show was Kelsey Grammer.
Did they bring back all the babes again?
With his shirt off. No, the premise of the show was that Kelsey Grammer had a tape of every radio show he's ever done, and Daphne put a Hall & Oates tape instead of one of his 2000. I mean, it was a stupid premise, but once you got past that, what I did love watching, what I would allow Frieda to change the channel from the Michael Jackson Freak Show back to Frasier, was the Circle J that they had going on, the CJ going on, with Bob Costas,
right,
Frasier, the British broad, Niles, and Frasier's dad, as they sat around and J-O'd each other about how great they are, and they played what were supposed to be great outtakes from the show.
That were just contrived.
And the outtakes could not have sucked more.
Just flubbing their lines?
No, it was not even, it was like the funniest one was when the dad one time,
right,
he's supposed to be looking at a girl out the window through the telescope, and he waves and he goes, hello, hello, and he flubs the line, and of course they all laugh, and
right,
he starts over, and he has to try it like four or five times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Costas, and how he gets roped into this, I don't know, because I got a lot of respect for Bob Costas.
He's an NBC man.
Yeah. But he's sitting there, and he's going, Niles, David Hyde Pierce, whatever his name is, tell me about working with Kelsey. And, you know, it's like the serious head-up-the-ass stuff where he goes, just let me say that there's never been a greater comedic actor than Kelsey Grammer. And then Kelsey looked at him and goes, it's not me, it's all of you. What we've been able to do here, playing one character on television for 18 years, it's our gift to television history. And I'm watching, and I'm saying to Frieda, why are we watching this when the biggest freak show of all time is on Channel 9? Why are we watching Channel 4 right now?
I had completely overlooked the 200th episode of Frasier.
Yeah, and then they,
because I mean that Hot Show 24 was on Fox too at the same time, and that it's a good show, Rob. But I'll tell you, it was one of those deals where you do understand why they make changes to shows when tragedies happen. Because I mean, the whole deal with that show was a plane crash, and you know, they had the shots of it with the breaking news, and it was just, I had to pull off of it because it was too close to reality for me last night. But really, that is a fantastic show. Also,
too much good stuff on it at one time last night. Let's go to Carl, Don and Mike show. Hello, Carl.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Yo, did you guys catch Michael Jackson dancing with a hot POA?
Yeah, I did like that.
Oh, no,
I did like that bit with the silver dress and the backless, like down almost to her butt.
How weird did that look? Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he didn't look like he was comfortable.
No,
Michael Jackson looks better touching off.
I can get her. Yeah, it reminded me of the time he was kissing Lisa Marie Presley on MTV.
He seems to want to pull away from women when he gets close to them on stage. Well, it's why, you know, I don't think he has any ability to relate to adults other than Elizabeth Taylor.
And what is
this?
This
is such a freak show. Yeah. It's Macaulay Culkin and Elizabeth Taylor on the other side. It's just not normal.
You guys.
Yeah.
He looks better with little kids than he did with that woman.
Yeah, because he feels more comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if anybody saw the rocket in his pocket when he stood up after Billy Gilman did his little rendition of Ben. I mean, Michael Jackson stood up and it was like, God, sit back down.
Sure.
Keep that rocket in your pants, man. It was crazy.
He didn't look all that healthy either.
Let's go to Horse.
He looked pale.
Hello, Horse. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Horace.
Hey, I just want to say, saying that you look like Skeletor was a compliment. And, you know, Skeletor had a little bit, he had some muscles, you know. But he looked a lot more like Mumra before he looked into that pool.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Well, I guess everybody watched it. Let's hear, you want to hear some clips? Now, they didn't have, unfortunately, they didn't have, like, Michael Jackson addressing the audience.
What is the verdict on the lip sync issue, though? Because when he was singing so many of his songs, he had his hands cupped over his microphone. First the headset mic that he had, and then the handheld mic he had. And I was saying, it appeared that there was lip syncing going on, and I thought he was covering his mouth so as not to betray his lip syncing, but I couldn't tell.
I don't know. Maybe we'll be able to find out on some of these clips. Here is Samuel Jackson, the great Samuel Jackson. How he got roped into this, I don't know. But he has to do the opening for this goddamn show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Liza Minnelli.
Wait, hold on. Oops, I'm sorry. That's
now, how did she sound? That's I didn't
just
see
wait.
Her
I'm going to say that also. She didn't sound like Liza.
Right.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. This
thing. I'm talking about somebody turning into her mother.
The thing is all out of order here. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Madison Square Garden in New York City, Michael Jackson. 30th anniversary celebration. Please welcome Samuel L. Jackson.
Thank you very much.
And what the F am I doing here?
Michael Jackson was born in Gary, Indiana on August 29th, 1958. Now, 30 years after his first solo single, Got to Be There, Michael always seems to be starting something. At the start,
can't agree, Rob. He's not reading a teleprompter, is he?
All right, let's go to... All right, let's go to Liza. Because I've just been told that there's like 20 dogs outside, and they're already starting to crap their brains out.
Okay, I want to hear it, because I heard the first part of Liza. This, you know, and, you know, I think it might even be better for me not seeing her.
She always has sort of that vibrato, but right. She was physically shaking. This woman was a mess.
Yes. You got to listen to it. We might have to just hear a little of this, and then do some of the dog stuff, and then come back to this later in the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Liza Minnelli.
I'm still all alone.
Oh. Oh, God.
How could this be?
You should see her.
You're here.
Looks like Bill Parcells standing up there with a wig on.
You never said goodbye.
All right, and I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking all kinds of things. I'm thinking she's had a stroke.
Right.
She's had plastic surgery.
She's had a lot of problems.
She was shaking. She had, like, spasms happening.
Right. Sounds like a combination between her mother and Anthony Newley.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
You are not alone.
Not your mother. It's a man, baby.
All right, well, you get the... you know, and that song, barely recognized it. Great, one of my favorite songs, really. Barely recognized it.
All right, now here's where Dame Elizabeth Taylor comes out.
Oh, okay. And she's like, I mean, what kind of medication is she taking?
And I realize all this was heavily post-produced.
Right.
Even in post-production,
you can't fix it.
Over the guy introing her. I mean, sure. She should at least know that.
Yeah, well, so, Rob, I think we're talking about some serious medication here.
No, I don't think it's very serious, Mike. She's never looked better.
All right, here she is, Elizabeth.
I like Taylor. A woman in diamonds.
Ladies and gentlemen, two-time Academy Award-winning Best Actress, Dame Elizabeth Taylor.
I'm so proud to be here tonight to honor the world's greatest entertainer, the most successful recording artist in the history of popular music. And most importantly, to me, my closest friend, Michael Jackson, is a man of integrity and sensitivity who is a true ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Michael Jackson.
There she is. Elizabeth Taylor.
Hey, do you see the audience shots of the people crying?
Yeah.
That was a good moment.
All right, so, and then they come out in their space suits.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hold on a second. Oh, man, we got so much of this to get to.
It's over here.
What?
Wasn't that... Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I got the right one. Hold on. Here's I Want You Back. This is where they have the their gay comedic introduction, where they're like doing some shtick. The
right.
Jackson brothers are doing shtick. Oh, hold on. We gotta get so many CDs here.
You can't leave this building without doing the first hit song. Or never can say goodbye. How about Let's Get Serious? No, Jermaine. No, that was your thing. That was your thing.
Did you hear I Want You Back?
Come here,
do you want to hear I Want You Back?
Okay.
We'll do it. But if we do it, we'll do it the old-fashioned way, like in 1970 on the Ed Sullivan Show.
I did like that. I did like that part. I'm going to give him his props. But here's the bitch. So they're dancing just like they did on Ed Sullivan.
Yep.
And at this point, I'm sitting and I'm going, I got
the surround. You can't argue with the sound. I mean, it's just incredible.
I got the surround sound going. And I'm going, okay. Listen how long the song is.
Yeah, really.
Listen how long they do.
All right, I'm digging this now.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, anybody who was ever a fan of Michael Jackson loves this.
Well, and here we go. This is good.
Do you realize his brothers did a good job on these records?
Do you realize what a great hit this was?
Right.
One of the greatest of all time.
So I'm thinking, okay, this is worth it. That's it.
Rip off.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson and the Jackson.
We had to get our commercial in.
47 seconds.
Wow.
And I mean, their greatest song ever. And I was like, and that was the first time. That was really the whole, you could see the crowd. They got so totally into
right.
that. And they, you know, and they obviously rehearsed it. It was, you know, they got back together and then they stopped.
And I may be splitting hairs, but they say this is the first time they've gotten together in almost two decades. Last time they got together was Motown 84, and if I'm not mistaken, they did the exact same set. Mm-hmm. I mean, same arrangement, same dances, same
right,
everything.
Right. Yeah, you are splitting hairs now. Because I mean, it's close to 20 years ago.
But still,
was it 17 years? It's close.
Yeah, it was, you know, when they stopped that, I was really starting to get into it, and then, it's over!
Who was the Jackson 5 member, though? There was six of them. Who was the one that was out there wearing all black, who was, like, doing the rap thing, going...
That was Pete Best.
Yo, Michael, what you doing? Hey, what you saying, Michael? Yo, I want you back!
Didn't Jackie leave and was replaced by another one? Randy, maybe? There was, at one time, there was a replacement deal.
I think LaToya was up there.
Yeah, and also Samuel L. and Andrew.
Right, hold on, Lisa just come in. Lisa, what's happening outside? What's happening?
Joe said the dogs keep coming and pooping, so we got a break. We got
to
get out there.
All right, we'll get back to the Michael Jackson thing, I promise. We have simply too many dogs pooping outside today.
Can't wait to go outside.
Yeah, okay, listen, let's get a call 1-800-877-365-3636-202-432-1067, 877-692-1027. I promise we'll come back to this Michael Jackson thing.
All right.
Because who was not just petrified watching that show last night? And the dogs, we'll be outside with the dogs and the poop. Call 100 right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You can love your pets, but just don't love your pets. You know what I mean?
All right. Do I?
Baby. Il n'aime pas du cannabis. Voilà. Donald Geronimo and Michelle O'Mara.
All right, time for a call 100. And I'm going outside with everybody else. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Good show.
Thanks. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Mark from Germantown, Maryland.
Mark, you're the 100th caller.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, Mark, you've won the Moomin Returns PlayStation 2 game.
You rock, Don.
Hope you have PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
The Moomin Returns, a brand-new video game. Go to UniversalPPV.net and enter to win a chance to become an animated character in the upcoming Scorpion King video game. Everybody call Cox Cable to order the Moomin Returns on pay-per-view. Starts tomorrow, the 15th. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Don.
Yes?
I just wanted to warn you tonight about your drinking. Don't drink too many of them martinis.
Why?
You know how you like dancing with your British neighbor when you got trashed?
All right, F you.
Hey, peace.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
People never forget on this show, do they, Rob? They never forget.
Merciless.
All right, well.
Who let the dogs out?
I've been told that outside, dogs and poop like you wouldn't believe. Rob and I are going to make our way out there now. Let's join via satellite. Let's go to my little...
Hello.
My buddy Fez.
Hi,
Mike.
Hi, Don.
Rob and I are on our way out.
That sounds a little funky. There, that sounds better.
Hello.
How is it?
I thought you were coming outside.
No, I want to just ask you, how is it before I get out there?
Well, let me tell you, we have over 24 dogs out here. It is amazing. I cannot believe in such a short period of time there are this many dogs out here. Now, when you come out of the building, you're going to see...
Be careful.
When you come down the steps, there is already, in my estimation, my vote for the prettiest poop, because this little bulldog named Tucker dropped a piece of sculpture down here that I think really resembles novelty store,
it looks store
dog
bought.
Poo. It really looks like you can find it in a store. It's right down here. This is the one I'm pointing at, Rob.
Watch your
and
step.
And it's absolutely, I think really, this to me, I mean, we're not talking about quantity. We're talking about just perfect. That is a perfect coil, and that has a very good chance of being the running. Don't you think that's absolutely flawless?
Now
that's,
I know.
That's the donor right there, Tucker.
I know there's going to be a bigger one than that, but... That's
isn't that perfect already?
It almost looks like the big fake poop that you'd buy like from Spencer Gifts.
And not only is it perfect, but I mean he dropped it right at the foot of the steps where, you know, it's the first poop that you see out here.
Yep. It's contiguous.
Now, who is the dog who gave us this poop?
You're Tucker's owner?
Yes, I am.
And Tucker is what kind of dog?
English Bulldog.
An English Bulldog. It's he's absolutely perfect.
What did you do to get Tucker ready to drop this bomb today?
He never needs anything to get ready. He's always ready.
And then you brought two dogs today?
Three dogs.
Three? Oh, my God.
Now, the other Tucker's friend here, what's the name of the dog that appears to be on Vicodin?
Oh. Chloe.
Chloe has been in that position since I came out here. I don't think the Santa's hat is going to fall off of Chloe, because Chloe's really not moving.
And poor Chloe. Chloe's got that thing where they've dressed Chloe up with, I think it's antlers.
Right. Antlers.
Right. Santa hats.
Can we put a mirror under Chloe's nose just to make sure?
All right, and the third dog, now what type of dog is this?
The Great Dane.
That's a brindle Great Dane.
Wait, what's the name?
Red.
Okay, now I expect something big. Come here, buddy. I expect something big from you. You got that? I expect a nice big poop out of you.
And we've got some mastiffs over here, too.
Oh, my God.
Huge.
Look at this one over here.
Now, this is Jerry Seinfeld's dog over here, Don. And this dog, a moment ago, did not poo. Now, watch out. He's a drooler. He's a big-time drooler.
He's got a head as big as Rob.
Do you see the evidence of the urine stain over here?
Oh, my God.
You missed it when you were inside. But a moment ago, Jerry Seinfeld's dog here, the brindle, and it's on that side, too. That's all from one dog.
That's a lot of bits. Too bad we're not having a number one contest.
If it had been a number one contest, that dog would have won. I believe it's going down into the
groundwater.
This
looks like Lisa's sheets the night after we went bowling. Hey. Now, the dogs are friggin' gigantic.
They're gigantic and they're numerous,
too. Look at this one. Hi, what's your name?
Alex.
Alex, what type of dog is this?
English Mastiff. His name is Buster.
And how much does Buster weigh?
About 175.
Boy, these Mastiffs.
175.
We got, look at the twin Great Danes that we have over here.
Look at these.
My God, they're huge.
What's your name?
Curtis.
Curtis, what kind of dog is this?
Great Dane.
And what's his name?
Ultra.
Hey, Ultra, how you doing? You got a big poop in there? He almost bit my friggin' hand off.
You got a Great Dane, too, sir. What's your Great Dane's name?
This is Haas, and this is Maddie.
Haas and Maddie, two Great Danes. Hi, guys.
You know, I'm noticing a lot of these dogs are smelling each other's butts, which they love to do.
Right.
But not a lot of them are making a lot of dog noise.
No. Hi, what's your dog's name? Who cares?
Hi, yeah.
Hi. Well, what's your name?
My name is Cinnamon.
Your name is Cinnamon?
All right. Cinnamon, let me in.
Hi, Cinnamon. And what's your pooch's name?
Her name is Baby.
Baby. Has Baby gone number two yet?
She hasn't yet.
Not yet. All right. Fantastic. Nice meeting you.
You know what we could do maybe just for radio's sake? If everybody could bring their dogs real close. Hold on.
Wait a minute. We have some evidence.
Mike, we have a poop over here.
It's just out.
These could be...
Are these both your dogs?
Now, these could be...
We might have a winner.
These could be the most disgusting, or they might end up being the prettiest.
Now, it seems to me...
Or they might be the biggest.
That not only is there evidence of poop here, but it looks like perhaps this large mastiff might have stepped in his own poo. Is that true?
No. I kept him out of.
That's the way it came out.
Came out of him, yeah. Because it looked. I work at Sweetwater Tavern in Centerville and got some prime rib before we came in.
Oh my God! Now, what kind of dog is this? What's the dog's name?
It's English Mastiff. His name's Boz.
There are more Mastiffs and Great Danes here than I can believe. It's really amazing.
The dog is.
Size does matter.
The dog's got the drool coming off the.
This is a nasty dog. Do you let this dog? So you brought this dog over in your car. What kind of car do you have?
That's the car. I was wondering.
And both of these are from your. What's his name again?
Boz.
Boz.
B-O-Z, yeah.
Boz is the donor of both of these. Well, that's he's in the running already.
Boz has made two very nice deposits.
Most disgusting.
Okay, listen,
that's for
sure.
We
will make sure that your poops are hidden. If everybody could bring the dogs towards the middle, maybe the dogs can make some noise for us. I'm sure they will because
they're all very well behaved today, and of course we don't want a massive dog fight either. But
we need some dog sound.
Look at this.
We'll get over there and check out your poop.
Oh, there's another one over there.
Be patient, sir.
We have boxers. We have Rottweilers.
Bring
we have
all the dogs
oh,
over
we have
here.
Huskies. Look at the Huskies. What are the Huskies' names?
Dante.
And
this is Kaz.
Dante and Kaz, and this looks like a puppy, a little chocolate lab. Is that right? And what's this dog's name?
Chili.
Chili. Hi, Chili. Well, Chili's probably not going to be able to compete with the Mastiffs.
Oh, no, that's all right. Now, what's this guy's name?
This is Langston.
Langston?
Langston, named after Langston Hughes.
Oh, Langston.
Langston. Fantastic.
Hi, Dominic. And Langston has already made a deposit up there?
Made the first one from the chili I gave him yesterday, then I gave him some chili and cheese this morning.
Give a dog chili and
chili
cheese.
And cheese.
We got a brindle boxer here. What's this dog's name?
Jake.
Hi, Jake. Has Jake gone number two yet?
Oh, yes, sir. He did his little Art Deco over there.
A little Art Deco. We might be in the running for most beautiful.
All right, let's see if we can pull all the dogs in a real close circle with me and Mike right in the middle.
And we're
bring all your dogs close over here.
One thing we have not been able to witness yet is a dog actually
going
number two.
But I'm sure it's
going
to happen. Hey, guys, Great Danes, bring them all over here. Because we got to have right now at least 30 dogs.
We got to get a picture. Are we getting pictures of this? This
is
amazing.
Raymond Diaz is here for the website.
Look at these dogs. They're beautiful.
All the dogs.
They're so sweet.
Oh, look at this now. This one's straddling, and the other dogs. Why are they so infatuated with each other's genitals?
I don't know, but I smell. It's either the dogs themselves or I smell evidence of fecal matter.
Who could possibly guess you'd have 30 dogs this close, and none of them are barking at each other?
And none of them, at least in this area, are pooping. I would think the stress of the moment would cause them to release their bowels.
No one's barking.
Wow.
This is these dogs are like mutes.
Hi there. What's your dog's name, ma'am? I just wanted to come over here and say hi. Hi there. What's your dog's name?
Sasha?
And what's your name?
Kim.
I think you've got the best dog.
Yes.
I really do.
Do you have a brawn?
Wow.
No, she doesn't.
No. Are they? Can I ask you a question about your dog? Are they real?
The dog is real.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming out today. Oh, no. Now, come on now.
Now, no fighting. Just say hello.
The boxer seems to be a little uptight. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
There we go. Come on, boys. That's right. That's all
it took. This is a blast. We got to do this every year. You're a high-strung little creature, aren't you? Calm down.
Are you going to take a big poop today?
He did.
I had a boxer once. I used.
He's
the Art Deco poop over there.
All right, now, Mike, we got to check out some of the poops we haven't seen.
Let's do it. I remember, Don. You remember when I had that boxer that I named after our former general manager?
Yes,
Allie.
Oh dear, ain't any ass.
Where's the Art Deco poop at?
Right over here. Let's go check it out.
All right, hold on.
It's like a little salad dish.
All right.
Hold on. Now, I don't want to step in it. Where is it at?
Right here.
Oh, I see.
We got the little parsley.
Where do you say? I don't know about
that. You see
it
right there?
Well, I mean, that's got good bulk.
Nice presentation.
That could be the prettiest.
That's got good bulk.
And hold on,
I'm getting a bit of an odor. You got one over here?
The baby?
I wish I'd worn more.
Oh, here we go, Don. Don, look at this one. This is Milk Duds over here.
Small, so I thought that was pretty good.
Hey, your dog's name is Blue?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike, did you hear that? This dog's lady's, her dog's name is Blue.
Hi, Blue. Did you see the poop right here?
That's a nice presentation.
That's nice. Very nice. That's a dog that's got a balanced diet.
Let's hold on, Mike. All the way up here, we got the big
guy. Actually, mine. Don't step in anything.
We got Langston up here.
Langston dropped one here.
Okay, hold on. And here is Langston's.
That's round one.
This is round one up here.
That's pretty good, but I that's.
That's what I said. This is round one. He's had two batches of chili in the last 2 days.
Oh, that explains it.
He's not getting back in the car until he goes again.
That's fantastic. That's great.
All right. Well, you keep the dog. Can you move the dog down here by the pavement with all the rest?
He just. Here comes the.
Thus far, I think out of the 30. How many dogs, Lisa? 35, something like that?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh, don't step in it. Oh!
Wait a minute. One dog has just stepped in another dog's...
Don, there might be some gamesmanship going on here where the dogs are stepping in the other
dog. Is eating the other dog's poo.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's nasty.
It was,
sir.
It was a treat for him.
It was a treat that looked like a nice big poop. All right, well, what we're going to do is allow you folks to stay out here with the dogs.
What's that?
Oh, that Mike, that's another big number one stain.
That's mine.
Who's making...
It doesn't count if the poo got ran over, does it?
It doesn't matter if what?
That's our poop down there. It got ran over.
Your poop got run over by a car? Oh, Mike, hold on. We've been asked to check out poop that got run over by a car.
Oh, here we go. Oh, look at this. This is not pretty.
Now, hold on. And Buster's left something over here by the fence.
He's an English Mastiff.
This is Buster's over here?
Buster just let that
That's
rip.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. I don't think that's going to be a winner, though. You know what?
That's the Golden Arches right there.
I'll tell you, the other English Mastiff so far might be the quantity winner, the quantity leader so far. And nobody can touch...
You know what? I think did your little dog do this?
No, she did not. That was Kaz.
What did the huskies do?
Yes,
fat husky did that. And as you can see, the moisture trail that comes from down there all the way to here.
You know what? He's smart. Now, you know, listen, he's competing for
disgusting.
Yeah, he's competing for most disgusting.
I want to say the guy, Mike. You got to come down here. Oh, I got some on my shoes? Oh, hold on. Oh, I do. I got it all over my shoes.
That had to happen.
Buzz, do you have evidence of anything down there?
A shot of my shoe, RJ?
The trail.
There you go. Get a nice shot of my shoe.
Oh, I see. It's right there.
The website.
That could be most disgusting based on the little husky.
Yeah. Buzz, did it start down there?
The trail seems to extend all the way down here. So we're looking at about 100 feet of prints left by a tire that ran over one of the dog's droppings.
With all this evidence, I have to tell you one thing, Don. You've got 24 dogs here, and we have not yet begun to see the pooping.
You're right.
No, this is just, we are just in the get-go stages.
That shoe thing had to happen.
Now, I can't get the poop
off.
No,
not even with a stick.
Let me try a tree.
Oh, God, my shoes are covered with stuff, too.
Who left these little, Buzz has got them on
his
Yeah,
we all have
shoes.
It. Buzz is going to hate it more than anybody else. Actually, that was before the show, Don. That was me.
Hold on.
Hey. Dog fight.
Whoa.
I don't want to say that dog is powerful, but that dog literally
just knocked the owner down.
That pulled you off your feet.
Right? Yeah, a little bit.
Was that
a little
bit. Was there any damage over here?
Everything all right, guys?
All right, a little scary.
Yeah, all right, okay.
She's fine.
She's
okay. No match for him. Are you okay, sweetie? What's this dog's name, sir?
Naya.
Hi, Naya.
Are you okay, honey? Are you all right?
What kind of dog is Naya?
A shepherd mix.
Oh, come here. Hi, Naya.
Hi, Naya. It's okay. You keep that bastard away from Naya.
What you doing, huh? You going to make a good poop today? Are you going to make a good one? Oh, she already made one?
Little tiny one.
Oh, look at this, Mike. There's just a little pile back there.
You know, that could be disgusting, though. That's dry dog food, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Obvious, yeah.
Does what counters count?
Diapers.
Diapers?
Baby diapers?
No, baby diapers. No, you can't use your daughter's poop.
We have another one here. What's your dog's name, ma'am?
Jackson,
and your name, ma'am?
Border Collie. I'm Linda Burnett.
Linda Burnett, and the Border Collie left us. That's nice.
Hey, Mike, now take a look. Take a look. This could be our prettiest poop.
And also, are you getting a little
hair? Yeah, I sure am.
A little hair in it.
Hold on, Mike. Let me take
Don's
a look.
Getting down.
You know what? She's right, Mike. Look right here. This dog pooped hair.
Pooped hair. Wow. What is the diet that resulted in this?
Hair.
His
hair.
His hair? He hates his own
hair.
Hold
on, Mike.
Oh, wow.
Hold
we got one going.
He's going right
now.
Oh,
wow. Look at that.
Yeah. And not only did the dog take a crap while we were on the air, the dog, can I say this, had wood.
Yeah.
That
happened.
That was a live on-air poop.
That could be a Blumpkin Award right there.
You know what? That's the first time we've gotten one live. Your dog just, and this is the same dog that attacked the other dog. What is your dog's name again?
Charlie.
And the dog's name is Charlie.
Don't
brush up against me. Brush his butt up against me.
You want to take a look at the pile over here, Mike, that Charlie just left. And there's something exciting about seeing the dog do it live.
Yeah, Charlie obviously does not wait until they all come out. He breaks off, as you can see. You know, there's a lot of chopping done. There's
clumps.
His duke is basically kind of like a shredder.
It's like the Nutty Professor, the clumps.
Right, absolutely.
All right, well, we've seen many, many different dog poops already.
We have indeed. They're doing a great job wearing some of them. Don, I have to go back over here to the Mastiff. That still may be the biggest poop that we have so far.
Oh, Mike, hold on a second. We have another poop now in the running.
All right.
This lady's actually used a pooper scooper. Now, listen, did you do anything to alter the look of this?
No.
I'm going to have to vote for this, Mike, as our prettiest one thus far. It looks like a McDonald's hamburger.
It's like a toupee.
We're going to have to vote on that because I'm still going with a perfect coil of pucker over the front stairs.
I mean, you got to look at this one. This is like
that
almost...
That could also be novelty store food.
Or most disgusting.
That like it's almost in the form of a hamburger patty.
But I'll tell you, Don, there's a leaf sticking out of it. And there are demerits for the leaf sticking out of
Donald.
It.
I just got rid of the leaf. Because I'm kind of fond of that.
Oh, my goodness. You win the most thick-skinned award.
Yeah, listen, you know what? Maybe you're right about this one right here at the door.
Right.
This might be the prettiest one.
It's just the coil. Look, it's a perfect coil.
Perfectly formed coil. We got to get pictures of this for the website.
And can we get a close-up of Tucker? Perhaps Tucker and the other Valium dog?
Now, before we go back in to do a break, is any other dogs pooped? Oh, you got it? Hold on. We've got more poops to check out, Mike.
All right.
Hi, ma'am. Hi, who are you?
My name is Kristen.
Kristen, what's your dog's name?
This is Robin.
What kind of dog is Robin?
We have absolutely no clue.
She's beautiful. Where did she poop?
She pooped over in the woods over here. Sorry.
Over in the woods?
Don, I just want to say that we're having a wonderful turnout for the dogs today, and I do hope that some of these girls had called during strip trivia. It would have been
really
wonderful.
Could have saved that bit.
My boyfriend always tells me to do, but
right.
I haven't.
Well, don't worry, it's gone now.
So you think it's a pretty one out there?
Yeah, come on.
Although, listen, I want to say this, that even though we've canceled strip trivia, we're still going to have plenty of amateur nudes on the show.
Absolutely.
Plenty of chances for real girls.
Cinnamon, did you hear that?
Hold on, we got a live poop happening.
Another one?
Mike, here we go.
All right. Oh, dear, it's rolling down the hill.
One, two, three, four. Mike, I'm gonna count the number. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Eight little droplets.
And you know, when you get that fresh poop, you really do get the bouquet.
And you know, they're in a line. It looks like a box of cigars.
It does. It's perfectly formed. That might be a competitor for prettiest.
Are you proud of your dog?
I am proud of Jake. He's a wonderful boxer, and I feed him good. He gets Iams with pedigreed with a wet mix.
The wet dry mix.
He gets a wet dry mix. And he also had some cornbread this morning.
Oh, now, hold on. Where's the... you want to show us the pretty one in the woods?
All right, we'll take... this lady would like to walk us into the woods. We've got to see this dog.
We've been told that her
it's
dog's
beautiful.
Poop was a...
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We've heard it was a pretty one. Hold on, Mike. Hold on, this dog. Mike, this dog is going again.
Round two.
Same
here we go.
Dog.
Let's see. I can see it from here.
Oh! The dog has the run.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Oh, no.
It was the cornbread.
That's the cornbread. I agree, Rob.
The dog has the runs. Okay, mark your spot, sir.
All right. Have people covered up the poo with markers?
Yes. Have saved their dog's poo. I don't know how ridiculous this is.
All right, we're going over to see the evidence of this dog.
Okay, right here.
Oh, lost in the leaves.
Do you know? Did you?
There it is, right there.
Did you lose it, ma'am?
Is that it?
Yes.
Right under there.
Where is it?
I gotta move the leaves.
It's very nice. Oh, look at that beautiful little Tootsie Roll.
That's a nice formation.
Thank you.
That's terrific. You must be very proud, good dog.
That's a nice formation. Make sure no one touches that.
Okay, thank you.
Like anyone's gonna be out here touching this.
Thank you for you touched the leaf.
Only the leaf. Now, do you have one you want us to see here?
Of course.
Oh, whoa, look at that one.
She kind of walks away when Careful. She...
Now, those dogs couldn't have produced that.
She does.
She did? Now, how many dogs do you have here, sir?
Three. Watch your foot.
Three, and what are
they? To cover all the bases.
What are your dogs' names? What kind of dogs are they?
Honey Bear's a chow.
Where are we breaking up?
Hold on, we got the microphones are breaking up.
No, you can't.
Oh, you know what? Although we're going to count the poops from over there, there's some problem with the landlord.
Yeah, he somehow doesn't want dogs defecating on his property.
Huh. So you got one over here?
How unreasonable.
Hold on, right over the fence, Mike. We got a poop right over the fence. Is it from one of the Great Danes? All right, we got one of the Great Danes poop.
We're going to go check out now those
Great
Danes.
Ahead.
They're the largest dogs we have here.
Straight ahead. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Now, that looks like Mount Rushmore.
That's a big one.
That is a massive pile.
That's up with the Mastiff. It really is.
Might be the size one.
That is a big one. Yeah, you want to come check this out, the competition.
Pretty
Take
incredible.
A look at this now. Yeah, now you got to admit, that's a big one.
Well, that's a big one.
That's a big
one. That is, and we're looking at it from a low angle.
But he hasn't gotten a second sheet. I mean, wow. Yeah, sheet.
And look at those flies. They're like they've died and gone to heaven.
All right, that is a big one. Now, let's meet the dog. Who just did that Mount Rushmore?
That was Hoss.
Hoss, how you doing, Hoss? Oh, he's a good boy.
How much would you estimate the weight of Hoss?
Hoss is about 140.
140 pounds.
120 now.
Is Hoss your doggie?
No.
No, who's dog? What's your doggie's name?
Buddy?
Is this your son, sir?
The only word he knows is no.
It's no. Do you ever, with dogs this size and a little boy like that, do you ever wonder the dogs might just scarf him down?
No, he's pretty rough with them, and they let him go ahead and beat him up.
Yeah, big dogs usually are good.
But the kid, how old is your son?
He's going to be 2 in a month.
He's wearing a shirt that says doggy snack on it, though. Hi, buddy. How you doing? Yeah, go poop.
Right.
Do you like doggies?
No.
No, okay, very good.
All right, listen, everybody, please continue. The contest has got 2 hours left.
Enjoy your dogs. Keep them apart, the violent ones from the mellow ones.
Now, if you would like, if you don't want to wait all 2 hours, you can mark your poop. You can have us take a picture of the poop, and then we'll have the judging. But it'd be nice if you all stayed, because everybody gets prizes.
That's right. Do we have any dog food out here, or dog biscuits or anything? Maybe we can find that.
Maybe pets. Oh, you got some?
We
got food out here. And water? You need some water? Okay, we get water for the dogs.
Very good.
Everybody stay here. We'll come back out momentarily. Joe, keep monitoring the situation for us. Let us know of any big, gigantic poops we have to hear of right away on this dog day afternoon.
Oh, look at that.
That is a perfect one.
Tucker, I really think you might have the winning poop here.
Now this might not be the biggest one.
I don't think it has a chance of being the biggest one, but it sure is pretty.
It's like novelty store pretty.
That's
great. We will be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Listen, here's all the phone numbers you need for the show. National number you just heard, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. New York City, 877-692-1027.
All right.
With a lifetime supply of blood in their sack, Don and Mike.
I know a lot of shows got one number, but sorry. We're just not good enough.
Yeah, we have to kind of patch it together every day.
We got 3 different phone numbers, so call from wherever you are. And we love taking your calls on the air. The dogs are outside. You know, when we came up with this dog day afternoon, we threw it on the air with very little warning. Mm-hmm. We thought, maybe a couple dogs will show up.
Yeah, 5 dogs, maybe tops.
Right. There's like 45 dogs outside now. It's pretty amazing how many dogs have showed up, and we appreciate everybody that brought their dogs by.
All the dogs are crapping.
Great day for a dog poop, too.
And you're going to be able to see the pictures of the winning poops and the losing poops on www.donandmikefans.com. Our bowling team, the Don and Mike like gutter balls. We'll take on an all-homosexual team tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes, us against the gay guys, the bowling ballers.
Mm-hmm.
That's tonight. Dynamite gutter balls action. Hot balls in action.
Very good.
Oh, 8 o'clock at the AMF bowling lanes. That's in Annandale, Virginia. Come on by. We'd love to meet you. Don't forget the big bet. If we win, we take them to the Camelot, Mary, Mary and Barry's favorite strip club here in D.C. If we lose, we have to go to Wet, which apparently is the most disgusting gay bar in the world.
Yes, lots going on stage and on the TV screens.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to get your Friday favorites on tomorrow. We got Jeff Bardi, Charlie Stossel arguing about movies, and the Stossel hate mail's coming in again.
Very good.
Also tomorrow, we'll do our Pick the Pros Till They Scab and Bleed. We'll welcome, what's his name? Oh, yeah, Hall of Famer Dan Marino.
Man, that's exciting.
Friday on the show, a mystery guest and Strip Pyramid.
Strip Pyramid, finally. We delayed it on Monday for obvious reasons, and now it's going to be here in all its glory.
Yep, and we'll have six teams of strippers playing the $20,000 pyramid, getting to various stages of eventually they'll all be naked. And they'll be playing for you, the radio listener, to win a key for the Mercedes-Benz. Something I did want to mention that is set outside. We're done with strip trivia. I mean, we're done with that game forever,
right.
But we're not done with amateur sex.
No.
With regular housefrau sex on this show. We're still going to have plenty of chances for regular girls to come down and get naked.
Absolutely.
I got real pissed on Friday when none of the girls showed up for strip trivia. Sure.
Yeah, that was the name of that. I mean, enough of that, but we'll have plenty of other opportunities.
But we decided for Friday to make sure that we could have some naked chicks on the show and everybody could have a chance to win a key. We'd go with the pros.
Can't argue with pros. I mean, yeah. They do it for a living.
Yeah. And some of the girls, as you mentioned, some of the girls outside today.
Ooh, I mean, man. Terrific.
H.O.T. If you'd like to win the key for the Mercedes-Benz, tell me something. Is this the busiest radio show in the world?
I like this. This radio show is humming. This radio show is an extremely busy terminal.
I mean, if you got ADD, this is the show for you.
There's a lot going on, and you know what? There's a lot going on in every possible way that you can participate.
Mm-hmm. We are giving away a Mercedes on the show on Friday, December 14th, the Mercedes-Benz C230, courtesy of AT&T Simply Wireless. To win a key, we're only giving away 29 keys.
Right.
Today, you want to go to the Simply Wireless location. Location at 660 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C. Just stop by the location and they'll sign you up. You don't got to buy anything, don't got to do dick. Cool. Just go in, fill it out, and we'll announce the winner tomorrow. Hello, Chris, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, it's going great, Chris.
Did you guys see that show last night with them homos jumping around, those guys in that audience?
Do you mean the Michael Jackson show?
Yeah.
And, you know, I am amazed.
Yeah, there was a definite gay contingent at the at the show last night, and there was also, it appeared to me to be a planted contingent. They just were too enthusiastic.
I am amazed that people don't want to let this thing go. I mean, I was ready to talk about it also today, but Christ, I guess everybody watched that freak Michael Jackson.
You know
last
what?
Night.
There are two reasons. I think first of all, there's the freak factor.
Sure.
Second of all, like me, like you guys, I mean, there are a lot of Michael Jackson fans that loved his early music before he started, you know, turning his face into a Muppet mask.
But you really should be fair for every gay man in the audience.
Hold on, Rob. What?
For every
ugly. He's starting to look like Elizabeth Taylor, this guy.
Yeah, except she's a big fat load.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like a skinny Elizabeth Taylor.
You know, for every ugly, for every gay man in the audience, there was an ugly crying woman, too. So there was a nice distribution of people.
There was that one particular woman with the short black hair, rather beefy woman, who was just sobbing uncontrollably every time he got up on stage.
Let's go to Brian. Brian, you're next on the Donna Mike Show. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Anyway, I wanted to talk to you a little problem that I had.
All right.
I'm 35 years old. I got married 3 years ago when I was making $25,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
And I just sold my company for $15
million. My God.
Wow, what's the problem?
The problem is I'm married. Now she gets half.
Oh, are you getting divorced?
Well, no, I don't want to get divorced. I love my money, I love my life.
I think you have 15 million good reasons to stay married.
Let me get this straight. You still have 7.5 million?
I'm sorry?
Let me get this straight. You still have 7.5 million?
Yeah, really.
I have it all. I am still currently married.
Yeah, he's got it all, but what Buzz is saying is...
But, you know, when you go through life and girls really don't pay that much attention to you, and then all of a sudden you come into your own and are now tremendously wealthy.
Well, what are you? Are you hideous?
They tend to look at you a little bit differently.
Are you hideous to look at?
Not that hideous.
All right, listen, here's the decision you have to make. Yeah, because, you know, Jesus, my head is swimming with these numbers to begin with. If, you know, you could certainly, you could get by on $7.5 million.
Right.
But God knows, for $15 million, you could be like one of those dudes on MTV Cribs.
Yeah, you could actually just suck it up and, you know, and stay married.
I mean, you know, so, listen, can you tolerate her?
So you're recommending staying married and cheating?
No,
you can't have $15 million and not cheat.
Well, I want to know. I would agree with that. Do you? Can you tolerate her?
Yes, I can tolerate her for brief periods of time.
Do you service the account?
I do take care of backs, yes.
You do. Let me ask you something. Now, listen, I saw this movie with Ashley Judd.
Where the guy fakes his own death?
No. Yeah, what I'm thinking is maybe what you want to do is buy a boat.
Yeah.
What you want to do is buy a boat, and you go out, and you get your wife all liquored up, like that guy did to Ashley Judd, and then you make it look like she killed you.
Oh, my God.
And a little then, Natalie Woods action.
Yeah. No, except in this movie, the guy, he ran off with a nanny.
Right.
Remember, he got the millions of dollars in insurance money.
Yeah, he pretends to have an accident, and and he goes away.
Where is she?
Gone.
What happened?
Don't know.
Did I screw it up that time?
I think we all screw it up, but I think...
Every time. That's the charm.
All right, thank you. Listen, my advice to you would be, what the hell? Just tough it out with your wife.
Tough it out.
Where do you want us to send the bill for our advice?
You could send it to my P.O. box.
All right, so that's $250,000 each.
Christ, you got $15
million? 15, yeah.
15?
But, you got to still pay capital gains on
it. Oh, you poor guy.
15.
How much is left after the capital gains?
There'll be, after everything is said and done and all the lawyers are paid off, there's $11 million left.
Oh,
my God.
$11 million. You know what those dogs are doing outside? I'd be doing that on Ken Stevens' desk right now. I mean, I would call him in. I would pull my pants down. And I would say, hey, Ken, take a look at this. See this? Goodbye forever.
See you later.
Goodbye forever.
But now I have nothing to do, so here you are just cruising around with all that cash.
Oh, listen, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear you have $11 million and nothing to do.
And no hobbies.
You don't have any hobbies?
She won't go away. She won't go on vacation.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds like you have a problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
I mean, so you're totally not in love with your wife anymore?
You know, love is a very
I know what you said. This guy wants a divorce.
Term.
I think you should split.
Do I get that feeling that when she reaches down my pants that I used to get when someone did that for the first time?
Absolutely not. $7 million. Take half and go live your life.
And listen, would I be out of line if I suggested that you take maybe $500,000?
Just hired some guy to take her out.
Oh, stop that.
Yes, that would be out of line.
That would be completely out of line.
Of course, I meant take her out on a date. I didn't mean kill her.
We understand completely.
I'd take that.
Well,
seriously.
If I do take her out, what's that, 3 to 5 federal?
What you ought to do is, does she like the money? Does she love the money?
I don't believe we're seriously discussing.
You know something? She doesn't care about the money.
Oh, then see.
At least she says that now.
No, yeah, but she'll care about the money if you divorce her.
She will. What if she catches me?
Does she know your finances?
I'm sorry?
Does she know your finances?
Yes.
So she knows that you're getting $15 million.
Yeah, she knows.
What about proposing a settlement?
Well, listen, see, you can't. This is why you can't cheat. Because if you cheat and she catches you,
then it's automatic half.
Then you're going to lose half right away, and maybe even more. Maybe even more with like the punitive damages if she gets a jury full of women who feel the way that she feels.
You could be down to just a few million at that point.
Does she know the way you feel?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, how sad. What a tragedy.
A woman doesn't know the way a guy feels.
Have you ever thought about trying to, do you know any of your friends who like her? You know what I mean? Get her involved with some other guy? Pawn her off?
She's a very conservative, traditional girl.
Have you ever been to the Cayman Islands?
Yes. And I have already investigated that, and that doesn't work.
That's a good one. Really? That's too bad, because that's like...
In order to put it offshore, you'd have to do that previously. It'd have to be in cash. And there's a whole, rigmarole.
I thought that's where all the crooks went with their money.
Yeah, they have clamped down on it.
It always sounds good.
They've clamped down on it pretty good.
All right, well then, hold on. I got a guy on another line who says he has a solution for you. Hello, Bill, what's the solution?
I got an idea. How about you give me the $11 million? I'll give you $25,000 a year, and you'll be happy again.
That'll do it. All right, thank you, Bill. Yeah, listen, it's hard to feel sorry for you. Because, I mean, you got $11 million.
Well, you know, it's like the guy who touched everything and, you know, turned to gold. You know, the after a while, well, you know, what's the point?
Do you have any kids?
Yes.
Oh,
I have one child.
Oh, you see, you got to stick around.
Yeah, come on. I mean,
now you're a bastard.
You got 11 million reasons to do it, and you got a kid. So just stay married.
Yeah, stay back for the kid.
I have to stay rich, and I don't get the philander, huh?
Yeah, right. Don't cheat.
It's a terrible place to be.
Hey, listen, I got news for you. I got a kid. I don't cheat. And I don't got near $11 million, and I'm pretty happy.
You really, you know, for the kids, you love your kid, right?
Of course.
Yeah, well, stick around. You know, enjoy your 15 mil.
Christ.
I'll try to enjoy it a little bit.
Somebody should give me $11 million for being a loyal husband and for being a good father. I don't get dick. I get yelled at for falling asleep in a movie theater.
That's it.
You know, I don't know which is better, having it and not being able to do it or never having it at all.
You know what I would do, the key to a successful marriage? Teach her how to operate a backhoe.
That's worked for Mike.
That's worked for me. She works heavy construction equipment. It's her hobby. She does all these things around the house like that. It's fantastic.
Oh, listen, frankly, you're getting a little annoying. I'm getting a little pissed at you now. You
got
millions of dollars. Just F you. Goodbye. I don't care what you do. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Poor multimillionaire.
Prick.
See you later.
God damn it.
Poor guy.
God damn it.
You know, in these times right now, I'm sure he's meeting with a lot of sympathetic ears.
And poor baby. He can't find anything to do with the $11 million?
Man, oh, man.
Please. Hello, Rick. Hey, Rick, Don and Mike show.
It's Frank.
Oh, Frank. I'm sorry, Frank.
You know, guys like him make me sick.
Yep.
I'm out here busting my ass 12, 13 hours a day, barely making ends meet, and he's worrying about getting by on $7 million.
I know.
He should get syphilis of the anus.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Boy, and I know how that can hurt.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Don't you?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hello.
I remember that night.
Hello, Aaron. Aaron, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi there.
Hey, I wanted to ask you guys maybe if you were the only ones who found it, or maybe I was the only one, if you found it slightly ironic that Michael Jackson sings in that song, "It Doesn't Matter If You're Black or White."
Yeah, but when he's turned himself from black to white.
Another one of his good records, too.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Great video, and they showed a little bit of it last night.
Let's go to Doug or Mike or Anthony. I'm not sure who we're talking to. Who is this on the phone? I don't know. What's your name? Hello?
Yeah. Hi, guys. My name's Anthony.
Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
How you doing?
Okay.
I don't know how this guy can keep all his money, but actually, I'd like to talk to him.
Well, he's already hung up.
I know.
I don't know.
He could do it the way O.J. kept his money. What you do is you buy a VUL life insurance policy.
You buy a what?
Still there.
What kind?
Variable universal life insurance policy. And what it is it's a life insurance policy with investment accounts attached to it. The money, you decide where you want the money invested, like Alger, Newberg Berman, Fidelity. Then when you divorce your wife, you change the beneficiary, and you can take the money out of the insurance policy as a loan to yourself.
Christ, you know, there's guys out there who have really given this some serious friggin' thought.
I have a variable life insurance policy.
And actually, that's how O.J. Simpson is able to use all his money.
All right, gotcha. All right, thank you, my friend. You got one of those, Mike?
Yeah, my life insurance policy is really an investment account.
Hello, Tim.
Just kidding, honey.
Hello, Tim. You're on the air. Don and Mike show. Tim.
Hi, me?
Yeah, hi.
I'm sorry. Like, listen, that guy hung up. It's a shame. You should have just had him come and be a fourth man on your show. Let him pay you, and he can see all the bullies he wants. Smart move.
Okay.
That's a great idea. You know, so we bring in how much would he have to give us? If he gave us half.
Yeah, he could be on the show.
If he could be on the show.
Absolutely. Hello, Doug. Don and Mike show. Hello, Doug. You there?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi, Doug.
Hey, I was just commenting actually about yesterday. You said about the MFR, how it was okay to be on Saving Private Ryan.
Hold on. I can't understand a word you're saying. Start over again?
I was just commenting yesterday how you said it was unfair how they can say it in the movies and make Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, you're dropping the F-bomb, and yeah, absolutely.
The only thing, I guess the reason why I say you can't do it on radio is because you have to remember that people are only listening for the audio part of it, where in movie, you know, you're just you're just listening. You're actually watching the picture, so.
Oh, well, to blind people, this is a movie.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's still broadcasting.
Right.
Yeah, but blind people, hang up on this guy.
He
thought it through.
Try pronouncing some consonants.
Come on, dumbass. Please.
Saving Private Ryan turned into sing, bang, bang.
Right. Hello, Rich.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. Hi, Rich.
How you going today, guys?
We're doing great.
I had an answer to your question when you guys were outside. You're wondering why dogs sniff each other's backsides.
Yeah.
So when I was a little kid, I was walking my grandmother, and of course, on her farm, she had two dogs doing that, of course. And I was like, why are they doing that, Grandma? Of course, you know, when you're a little kid, she doesn't really want to tell you that they're, you know, trying to get a meal out of someone. But she told me basically a long time ago that all the dogs had like a gigantic picnic, and the king of the dogs had asked for the only shaker of pepper, and they couldn't find it. So he commanded all the dogs to start sniffing each other's backsides. To locate pepper.
What the hell is that?
Your grandma was sick.
Your grandma's a retard.
Wow.
Where's grandma?
That's
tard
a pretty
at?
Good point. Put that. You know, putting down somebody's mama's bed, putting somebody's grandma down is even worse.
Grandma retard.
Your grandma was a retard.
I mean, you some cooking, the pepper shaker.
Thank you, Grandma Tard.
On the farm. On the Tard farm.
I love Don and my show.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
I'm calling to ask you if you have called a professional pooper scooper yet.
We've actually got all the tools ourselves.
Oh, and we want to thank the good people at PetSmart who came by, and they're fantastic. They donated tons of pooper scoopers for us today.
Scoopers and rakes.
We got them. We got it covered.
I'm bringing some home, too.
That's awesome. I'm a professional scooper out here in Seattle, listening to you all the time.
Cherry gig.
That's fantastic.
I bet you don't budge your nails.
I wear gloves.
Jesus.
That's good. That's a tough job. You get paid well?
I do. The business stinks, but it's always picking up.
Can you imagine that? Your job is picking up crap. I know we got a break, Rob, but first let's turn on the Joe thing. Let's see what's happening.
Who let the dogs out?
We'll go back outside in a moment with Joe, but let's get a quick update from Joe on what's happening outside with the dogs for Dog Day Afternoon. Hi, Joe.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Joe, what's the latest update?
Do we have any new poo out here? Oh, yes, we do. We have some fresh poo over here, Don.
How are the dogs doing? Any late arrivals?
Yeah, we've got more on the way. There's a guy down the alley, and a lady pulled up in a pickup truck. She's parking over at the church.
All right, Joe, can you tell us real quickly? We'll get a full report from you on the other side of the break, but is there any new dog poop since we were out there?
Yes, yeah, Cinnamon's dog Baby just took a tiny poo.
Okay, is there any standout poop, like pretty, disgusting, or just,
no,
you know, biggest?
Oh, wait a minute. We've got another pile over here. Hold on. And this guy's got a dog that's bigger than Rob.
Oh, my God.
Pretty amazing that we all remember Cinnamon's name, too, isn't it?
Hold on a second. Hold it. Joe, hold on. I got Jamie on the phone. Jamie.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, this is, I'm Kristen's boyfriend, the girl with the dog, Robin. Would it add size to the dog's poop if she took her top off?
What's that? Is she the lady with the maroon top?
I don't know what she's wearing, but the dog is...
Hey, why don't you go outside and see if Jamie... Joe, ask for Jamie.
Jamie, where's Jamie?
Kristen is the girl's name.
Oh, Kristen.
Kristen, where's Kristen?
Kristen.
Yeah, she's over here.
What's she wearing, Joe?
She's wearing a white shirt and jeans.
Ask her to come in the studio.
All right.
Maybe we'll do a little negotiation right now.
Absolutely. Stay on the line, sir.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's not the lady we thought.
They want you to come into the studio.
The lady with the maroon top.
Yeah, but there was quite a few
I'll
hot...
watch your dog.
Is it the lady that took us out into the woods?
There's quite a few hot girls out there. Well, this is going to be quite an insult, though. She comes in and we just say hi. We just wanted you to say hi to your boyfriend.
Well, I think they'll understand if we say no negotiations.
She's on her way.
If we say all sales are final.
Okay, then you'll know.
Oh, God. And there was another poop out here from a dog. There's a rather large dog with a rather small poop.
Hey, you on the phone. Is she hot, your girlfriend?
I think she's beautiful.
Now, have you run this idea by her?
No, I'm about to right now, I guess.
Very good.
All right,
good.
Okay, we'll wait for her to get in the studio.
Okay.
I hear the dogs going at it out there. Joe, we got how many more dogs since the last time we were out there?
Probably two or three.
My God, that brings it up to almost 30, 40 dogs.
Amazing. Yeah, we got to have 40 dogs out there right now, and we've got about an hour and 15 minutes left in this contest.
Here she comes. She's the lady that actually took us out into the woods. Hi.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Yeah,
we need a microphone for you.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I think this might count.
Yeah, absolutely. Your boyfriend's on the line. Did you hear him?
Yes,
yeah.
I heard him.
Does she need headphones or can she hear him?
She can hear.
Okay, all right. Well, go ahead. I think your boyfriend had something he wanted to ask you.
Yes, hi,
go.
Baby.
Hi, honey.
Ask Don and Mike if it would add bulk or prettiness to the dog's, to Robert's poop if you take your top off.
She's seeming to be very uncomfortable with that idea.
I mean... Sure.
Fantastic. I can never judge a woman.
Now, understand that this is not guarantee that you'll win, but
no.
This certainly would add...
It couldn't hurt.
I would think this would add perhaps 25%.
Yeah, and it would add to the subjectivity of the prettiest poop, too.
Sure, then.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And your name, sir, on the phone?
Jamie.
Jamie, your girlfriend is about to take her top off in our studio.
That's my girl.
All right, very good.
And what you're hearing from outside with the microphone is some dog going nuts out there.
That's right. Now, Jamie, you're kind of enjoying this as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I figured as much. How long have you and Jamie been together?
A little over 2 years.
2 years.
Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say one of those girls on the WB. I'm just not sure which one.
Yes. Very, very attractive.
That's a compliment, though.
This is wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little tattoo.
One of them Dawson's Creek girls
on the back. Yes, very nice.
Oh, wow.
Look at that one.
Got a big old tattoo on her back.
What is that one on the back? That's incredible. That's a big bird or something. Oh, it's a fairy.
It's a fairy on her back.
It's a fairy. Hey.
Do I have to take it all the way off or can I just...
No, you take it all the way off.
You do whatever you want.
Take your time.
Oh.
Wow.
Bravo.
Hey,
wow. Nice little flash.
Hey,
right,
nice
there.
Bees.
Hey, you're a very lucky man, Jamie.
Thank you very much.
All right. And
Jamie, you do all kinds of stuff with those things?
I try to.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. She's going to get extra credit. We're not sure exactly what.
Well, that's going to count for the prettiest. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Since your girlfriend is very pretty teased.
And you know, technically, when she showed us the dog's poop before, it was a pretty poop.
It was very pretty.
I'm just saying, right after that, it might not look all that good for Tucker.
Thank you very much, you guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Go on back outside.
Nothing gets women angrier than when we do this in a contest. But hey, all contests are subjective. Fantastic.
Let me say to the girl out there in the purple top, if you want to increase your chances.
Yes, absolutely.
Come on in.
Here we are.
Come on in.
Perfectly honorable contest just disintegrating right now.
Hey, we still have nice amateur girls getting naked on the show.
Yeah. Might have to have like a tie for prettiest.
What, prettiest boobs?
No, prettiest poop. Of course.
We don't have the money for it.
Oh, we don't?
We don't have the money for it.
That's a shame.
We
absolutely don't.
What's money?
You could split the money.
Split the money, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
Ask the girl in the purple if she'd like the same opportunity.
I think maroon.
Maroon?
Yeah.
Who's in the maroon?
With a tan jacket.
Tan jacket.
Rob remembered.
I do.
Detailed.
Who has a tan jacket with maroon?
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, okay, no problem, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye, honey.
I like that Joe, instead of looking around, screams, who has a tan jacket?
Yeah, Joe, a little effort.
Well, there's plenty of hot girls, but nobody's wearing maroon.
All right, listen, Robbie, you go check it out during the commercials. And Joe will come back to you for a full report.
We've got some new dogs and new poop, I understand.
Are you listening?
Who
of course,
let the dogs out?
You're listening to our Dog Day Afternoon Show. I've been given a current total. 47 dogs.
Wow. My God.
In the Don and Mike World Headquarters at WJFK parking lot.
All right.
All of them out there crapping all over the place. We'll have $1,000 for the biggest poop. $250 for the prettiest poop. And $250 for the most disgusting poop.
What a wonderful contest it is.
Our man Joe is out there with all the dogs. You know, the dogs weren't going crazy like this when we were out there.
They were when we howled and we got them all in the middle together.
Dogs are great, aren't they?
I love dogs.
Dogs are great. And Rob, go find that girl in the maroon top.
Well,
and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness. I'm so happy. I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
Working for ye, the Don and Mike Show.
You're damn straight.
Oh, yeah.
We love taking your phone calls. And here are your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home city. Here's your hotline, 202-432-1067. And New York, your hotline is 877-692-1027. Oh, what happened to Kim? The girl with the top that we were looking for, she was just on the telephone.
Did she go?
She's, the line is, listen, the line.
Oh, no, she left?
Yeah, the line is, she was calling. Hey, call back. Yeah. That doesn't sound too desperate, does it? Call back.
What was she calling for?
She's calling to say that she'd already left. Oh, we got her back? Here she is. Hey, Kim.
I'm here.
Oh, there she is. Hi, Kim.
Yeah, you already had left?
I had to. I'm sorry.
Oh, you had to go to work? Oh.
No, I had to meet my girlfriend to go to a movie.
Somebody has the day off.
No, actually, I'm gainfully unemployed.
Oh, good for you.
Well, isn't that wonderful? It's a beautiful day to be unemployed.
Mm-hmm. You could. Did your dog take a crap outside?
Yeah, she did, but she was actually on the rather shy side, so she kind of went in the bushes way too far, and I felt really bad, and she wouldn't.
Well, you know, you really
could, for you guys.
You could really enhance your chances of winning the prettiest poop contest if you came back.
You heard that previous contestant, did you not?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear the previous contestant that was in here trying to...
I would have done it. I have no problem doing it.
Oh, no!
Honey, where are you? Come back!
I'm in resting already.
Oh.
You're in resting?
I'll come tomorrow.
You'll come tomorrow?
Well, if you make it worth my while, I'll come tomorrow.
Sure.
I'm unemployed.
Oh, that's
what
nice.
Else am I going to do?
What kind of prizes do we have?
I think it's worth my while, because they're worth it, I think.
Video games?
No, I don't play video games.
Really?
I'll give you a turkey.
Yeah.
No, I could care less about a car. I got a nice truck. I just bought a new truck.
Well, wait, hold on. How can you be unemployed and going to the movies and driving a new truck?
Because they just upped the how much you get for unemployment a week.
Oh, my God.
Well, then listen. Then go to if you want a chance to win the money for the prettiest poop, come back down before the end of the day. Go see a different movie and come back down and take your top off.
Yeah, well,
I would have to guarantee win, then. It wouldn't be worth it.
Well, we guarantee you would probably get a part of the winnings.
How about if I guarantee show up tomorrow and then make it worth my while then?
Then it's just naked cash.
Yeah, see, we don't pay.
It's worth it.
Yeah, well,
we don't pay.
We don't
right.
do
that. Like, you guys have ever balked at seeing a naked woman.
Well, but you see, we balk when it comes to, like, just paying you to come down here to take your top off. That we can't do that.
If you can have one of your little people over there tell me a different theater that I could see a movie at, I told my girlfriend I'll come right back.
One of our little people over here?
Yeah, well,
listen, trust me, this girl...
I don't know who the people are. Forgive me for the names. I don't know. Who could tell me a different theater where I could...
If this girl didn't have spectacular cans, we would tell this airhead to just blow
off the phone by now.
What movie do you want to see?
You're going to laugh, but it's Life is a House.
Life is a House?
It's supposed to be a phenomenal movie, from whatever.
It's with Kevin Klein.
Yeah. Right.
It's not wide, right? It's not in a lot of theaters.
No, it's actually opened up all over the place.
It has. Okay, well, you can see it anywhere.
Oh, hold on. Lisa will help you out. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you tell her, you know what, after all that, make sure you tell her she's not guaranteed winning.
I'm sure it's playing just up the street by the Tower Records.
Right.
They got a nice big theater there.
That's true.
Big, buxom theater.
And, Robbie, what about the girl outside in the blue top?
You can throw it to Joe.
Oh, Joe, let's go outside live to the...
Who let the dogs out?
Or somehow this is turned in from a contest from girls and guys bringing their dogs down to poop to girls taking their shirts off. Hi, Joe, what about the girl in the blue top?
Well, let's ask her.
Hi. What?
Hey, what's your name?
It's Carrie.
Carrie, Don and Mike want to know if you'd like to earn bonus points.
Sure, why not?
All right. Bring her in.
I'll hold Fantastic.
Where's Lisa? RJ will show you where
to We got to start keeping track of these.
By the way, Don and Mike.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah.
There's another huge pile in the alleyway. It looks like a bratwurst cut up.
Thank you for sharing, Joe.
Could use some sauerkraut around it.
We will be out there shortly to declare a winner. You know, there's just 60 minutes left in this contest.
1 hour left in the contest.
And we're going to have to go out in an hour from now and decide which is the biggest.
Right.
And that's for $1,000. The prettiest for $250. And the most disgusting for $250.
And we have to figure out how to work these bonus points into it. Because I'm starting, after that discussion with the previous lady, I'm getting all hinky about that now. You know, I mean, it's like we're, you know, we got to keep our standards up here. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we'll
for the people that had their dogs pooped.
People.
Yeah, but it's just one of the categories.
Right. Justice will prevail.
Just for the prettiest ones.
Hi there. How are you? Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Wow.
Hi, what's your name?
Carrie.
Carrie. Hey, where are you from, Carrie?
Point Manassas.
Man, what size do you have in your shirt?
What do you want it to be?
No, I like the truth.
Those would be double D's, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Let's give her a nice round of applause.
Yeah, okay, well, If you'd like to enhance your chances of winning the prettiest poop, all you have to do is take your shirt off.
Okay, sure.
Okay, sure. She's saying yes to enhance her chances.
You know, here's what I want to know. Where were these girls on Friday when we were playing strip trivia?
I know. It's the spur of the moment. Beautiful day.
When we were giving away a WWF trip and a key that can start a Mercedes.
That's right.
We had one broad show up, and now look at this.
I know.
We do a dog poop contest.
And we're just seeing boobs all over the place.
All right, well, go ahead.
It's incredible. Here she goes. Ready. Whoa!
Now that's only with just the bra.
My God.
Wow.
Ready? Here we go. Drum roll, please.
Stand back. Let me just...
Whoa! Fantastic.
Spectacular.
Absolutely spectacular.
Spectacular boob.
You have indeed enhanced your chances.
Wow!
As we, the most corrupt judges on the face of the earth.
Wow!
We salute you.
Wow!
Fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow.
And what was your dog's name?
Her name is Hunter.
Hunter.
Mm.
Has she pooped yet?
She did, and I believe you thought it looked like a McDonald's hamburger.
Oh.
She was already in the running.
Absolutely.
Sure. Already in the running.
Very good.
Wow.
Fantastic. I do feel sorry for Tucker. Yeah, the bulldog, but too bad, right?
Okay, thank you. We'll see you outside in a minute.
Thank you.
Wow. You know what that is, guys?
Yeah.
That is a welcome to Fitty Tuck City.
Very good.
You're lost in there.
Thank you.
Wow.
My goodness.
Well, and again, where were these girls on Friday when we were having our meltdown about strip trivia?
I know, it's amazing.
Where were these girls in high school?
Well, it's kind of like the show, Don. It's the spirit of the moment, the spontaneity of the program.
You know, we're going with the pros on Friday for the strip pyramid, but if we have this kind of response, I just want to say that the regular girl thing, that's Max Strong on the show.
Absolutely.
Strong!
Feeling good about this show today.
God damn. Absolutely.
Who cares about a bunch of dogs?
No, listen, it's the perfect, what does this say about me? It's a perfect combination. Big, gigantic, smelly poops and hot girls with big jugs taking their shirts off.
Yeah, you ought to examine that a little bit.
What does that say about me?
It says that maybe you ought to, you might be contradicting yourself.
No, just people, Mike.
Just people.
Just people.
Poops and boobs.
Come see the Don and Mike Gutterballs team. Owen, tonight we're bowling homos.
Okay, Raymond Burr.
No way.
Yeah, just getting dangerously close next.
Come see the Gutterballs take on the all-gay team, the Bowling Ballers.
Yes.
We'd love to meet you tonight in Annandale. 8 o'clock is when we're going to be bowling in Annandale, Virginia, against the all-gay team, the Bowling Ballers.
We'll have our bowling balls wrapped in foil.
Phone number 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067, 877-692-1027. Those are the numbers, national number, D.C. number, and also New York City, your hotline. This weekend we don't do a show on the weekend, but this weekend for the show, our friend Dennis Murphy is going to be filming his first ever porno.
Yes, he is.
And we have a special treat here. Any listeners who would like to be an extra in Dennis Murphy's porno movie, please write to this address, www.mecmultimedia.com, and tell Dan, who is the director of the porno, why they should be part of Dennis's movie.
Very good.
Now, I don't think you necessarily have to be naked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have, obviously, you don't have to have sex with Dennis.
Right.
But if you'd like to be an extra in the Dennis Murphy porno that
just
we're
like
making.
People, background people. Just people.
Just people.
Yeah, right, just people.
Just people. What you want to do is send your information to www.mecmultimedia, that's one word, mecmultimedia.com, and just tell Dan, who's our director, why you would like to be part of Dennis's movie.
Very good.
And you'll have a chance to be an extra in the Dennis Murphy movie. Joe, what's happening out there? Are we back on the... Yeah, we got so many buttons to push. Joe, any new poops we need to know about?
Nothing new yet. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting a signal over here.
Okay.
Apparently there is.
Yeah, you got those mastiffs out
there? Who let the dogs out?
What's happening, Joe?
Oh, this guy's just pointing to the one down in the alleyway again.
No, this is Jake the Boxer. He's got two new...
Jake the Boxer's done another one down there?
Jake the Boxer. Is this the same boxer that's done it like 15 times?
Apparently that's the case.
Is that the boxer that did the Mount Rushmore sculpture?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, he barks.
No, that might be the Great Dane, Don.
That's the Great Dane that was on the other side of the fence. Is the boxer the guy with the leather jacket
that was on the side of the hill?
Where is it?
That you were squatting right down next to.
Oh, is that the guy whose daughter was almost mauled by the other dog?
Just a little bit.
No, that's the guy that that actually, when we were starting to walk back into the wood area, the boxer went again.
Oh, I got you.
That's the dog.
I know the guy. Wow. So his dog is gone again?
Yes.
Okay.
Joe, what's happening?
Don and Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake took a little more. It's a very watery one.
Ah.
It's very nasty. It might qualify for the nastiest.
The disgusting one.
Mm. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Joseph.
And I, too, have stepped in poop now.
Yeah, we all have.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We all have. All right. That's Joe. He's outside. The competition is rapidly coming to a close here. Hello, Lewis, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Good. Enjoy your show, man.
Thanks.
I was actually wondering about Thanksgiving, if you all are going to do anything like turkey loving.
Listen, we do have something special for Thanksgiving. I'll be announcing that on Friday's episode.
Cool.
Something special. We're calling it our Turkey-tacular.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And all I'm going to tell you is it involves defrosted turkeys.
Uh-huh.
And you will want to participate in this contest to win the key for the Mercedes. Uh-huh. You will want to clip your nails.
Very good.
Now, whether I mean your fingers.
Clip
your nails. Your fingers or your toenails, I'm not being specific.
Okay?
But you will want to clip your nails.
Very good.
Okay?
All right, sounds good.
Information on Friday's episode. Let's go to Mario. Hey, Mario, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi, Mario.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great.
We on the air, right?
Yeah, you're on the air, Mario.
Okay. I was just trying to get through for the longest time, and last week, I believe, when we had Leah Remini on.
Yeah.
I was trying to get through so desperately, but there was like no hope. But there was something I need to get off my chest.
All right. When
I was in junior high school, back in Brooklyn, I'm pretty sure, I'm not guaranteed sure, but I need to get off my chest if that was her. Yes or not?
Well, what do you need to get off your chest? When you say get off your chest, you mean do you have a bone like to pick with her or what?
Was it her or not? Or was it someone that looked like her?
No. Hold on. Let me first say that Leah Remini, the TV star, she is on our show all the time.
Now, Leah was from Queens. That's what I thought. I thought she grew up in Queens.
Do you think that you knew her in high school?
Junior high school.
Do you think you did anything with her?
I'm sorry?
Do you think you did anything with her?
No, guaranteed not.
Mario, what makes you think it was Leah?
Well, the similar her face. I mean, there was just someone that looks just like her.
But you don't remember the name.
I don't remember the name. And if I could think back, you know, if I could remember as far back, this the girl that I'm talking about. If it is her, was doing some kind of commercials at the time. So
I don't know. But listen, hold on. But you didn't bang her or anything?
It's junior high.
Get out of here, you
what'd she do to you?
What a dumbass. I don't know. We just hung up on that guy.
I mean, he was... It took him like 3 hours to express what he wanted, and I got to get it off my chest. Is that hard?
I was expecting something like, she gave me pleasure in high school.
I was her boyfriend. No.
Yeah, or she said that she was going to go out with me, and he just wanted to know. Hey, look in the yearbook.
It was somebody that looked like Leah.
You know,
they don't have a yearbook. Probably don't have a yearbook in junior high.
Oh, I did.
Yeah,
you did?
Too.
Yeah, absolutely, for E.B. Wood Jr.
But he didn't know the name. So, I mean, it was just like, he was sitting there going, I thought that might be, I don't know.
Might be, huh? Hello, Bruno.
Hey, what's up? Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I think I know Mario, and I think he's a stalker. I want to get that off my chest.
Well, it could be.
You know, I've been listening to you all since Wava.
Okay.
And I try not to call to bug, but I've got a Chihuahua. That's about 4 pounds. That, first of all, his manhood is almost half the size of his body. It's frightening.
Okay.
Second of all, I don't even want to call it a poop. It's more like a doodle. But this dog would win hands down the prettiest poop. It is.
Well,
I mean, it's beauty.
Well, you know, you're.
See, if it dried, you could pick it up with your hands.
But you're not here.
You should have brought the dog down.
I didn't know. I didn't know about this.
You talked about it all day yesterday. I'm sorry. You know what you are. You are. Got to play the DA. Sounded like a Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, we were talking all about this.
It is my loss. But if you ever have this again, I will bring Pico down. And
Pico.
Pico Lindo.
Pico.
He is, he would be a piece. And if you can bring a female chihuahua, you'd actually get to see the miracle.
God, get out of here.
See the miracle. Miracle.
See the miracle of chihuahua love.
Pico's miracle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
I saw the one dog outside when the dog was going while we were standing out there.
The Mastiff?
I saw the pink thing come out.
It's horrible, isn't it?
This dog.
It's really, really horrible.
Jesus.
Don and Mike.
Disgusting, but I can't get it out of my mind.
Of course not.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Nate.
Hey, Nate, you're on the air.
I wanted to say that the real contest is the women whipping them out. The dogs, you know, they're just poopers.
Just poopers.
Just poopers.
Just poopers. All right.
Sounds good.
Thank
just
you.
Just people.
Thank you for the call. One more. We got a break? Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. This is Mike in Sterling.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I tried to get into you guys last week. I just wanted to say when that whole thing went down with Lisa and her drinking and the whole nine yards, I think I know why she's such a big drinker. I don't know if you've met her two older sisters, but I used to date one of her older sisters. And let me tell you something. You want to talk about some partying women? I mean, Lisa's been partying, I think, since she's been about 11 years old.
Do you recognize this guy, Lisa?
Lisa's sisters are very hot. Do you know this guy?
Yeah, I do. Hi, how are you?
How you doing, Lisa? Yeah, and Don, I guess you've seen her two sisters. Very hot.
Yes. We've met them. Oh, they're beautiful. Lisa's mom's hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not involved with any of Lisa's sisters anymore, are you?
He's real close with Kathy.
Shut up for a minute. Shut up for a second.
He dated Kathy, my older sister, when they were in high school.
Are you ready for a warning? Tell your sisters, always beware of the guy that is from Sterling and leaves off the G.
Sterling?
Very dangerous.
Sterling.
Oh,
Sterling.
Mike is great. He's a
Sterling.
Great guy.
Very, very dangerous.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
We do have news about
I just had a feeling.
Lisa's sister. I love that song by Boston, More Than a Feeling.
More Than a Feeling.
And that other song, Feeling Groovy? Or is that one right, Millie? That might really be.
Yeah, that might be Feeling.
Not Feeling.
Right.
Oh, and that song, Feelings, whoa, 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 Feelings.
Well, if he'd stayed on the line much longer, I would have really reached my boiling point.
Yeah, hooked on a feeling.
Blue Swede.
Lisa's sister, Dee Dee Skank, she is having a baby.
Hey.
No, come on, I say that lovingly. Your sister's beautiful.
I just got the phone call. She's fully dilated, and they're pushing right now.
Wow. Here's the deal. You want to talk about a girl who's dedicated to the show.
Yes.
And her family dedicated to the show.
Right.
Lisa's sister was going to go in very early this morning. They were going to, you know,
induce labor.
Today's the day.
Right.
So she calls and she says, hi, this is this morning. Fred and I are having breakfast. Lisa calls and she says, I'm at the hospital. Dee Dee's not had the baby, but don't worry. I'm going to be there for the show. We're to set up the thing with the dogs.
Right.
I'm going to leave when the news starts, when you know, we need to do stuff with the dogs is done. She came in today. She got to work about 10:30, and she said that they talked to the doctors, and the doctors were going to make her sister wait until the show was over.
Yeah.
For her sister to have the baby.
That is so thoughtful.
Is that great?
That was pretty sweet, but yeah, I got the call. I'm waiting to hear all the details, but Jake is on his way coming out.
So he's
that's
he's
fantastic.
Coming out right now.
And they know it's a boy, and they've already got the name and
Jake,
all that.
Yep.
Jake.
Wow. Jake to go with his
that's
big brother Zach.
Oh, that's a great name for a kid.
Yeah.
I love that name.
Well, body
I love the name. Well, no, there's a Jake that's a friend of mine, my Ohio State buddy's son is named Jake. He's one of my favorite kids in the whole
Jake world. The Snake.
Jake, yeah. Like, Jake's a great name. Good macho name.
Well, so Jake is not here yet.
He's in there on his way. He's on his way.
Okay. I thought the doctors were going to hold him till the end of the show today.
Well, they tried their best, but something about Jeannie's dilation.
Couldn't they get like a plunger or something and put it against the baby's head and your sister's laying there with her legs spread and Jake's coming out and they just push him and they go, "Got to wait till the end of the show today."
They tried their damnedest.
All right. Yeah, they don't have the technology to do that.
Let us know what's happening.
I will.
All right, and good luck to your sister, Dee Dee. Hello, Dennis, Don and Mike show. Hello, Dan.
Mike, the pink thing that the dogs have?
Why are you saying this crayon? Excuse me, Don was the one that was obsessing about the pink thing. Let me deflect that over to him.
Obsessing in public about
That's
it.
That's right. Not in private.
Not in private like you do.
Yeah, we call it the red crayon.
You call it the what?
The red crayon.
The red crayon.
The red crayon.
Well, the bubblegum cigar has come up before.
Okay.
Are you saying that I obsess about it in private?
Well, I've been with you, and I've heard you comment. Mm-hmm. Perhaps those are on some of the blackout nights. when the next day you don't remember a lot of what happened.
God damn it.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Steady and I French kiss.
So everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don't forget, Don and Mike Gunner Balls. Oh, hot balls in action tonight as we take on the all-gay team, the Bowling Ballers. As tonight at the AMF lanes in Annandale, Virginia, we hit the lanes at 8 o'clock.
All right.
See you there.
It's an extra-large show in a medium-sized package. The Don and Mike program.
Ah, the hotline. Hello, hotline.
Speak to us.
Is it that same douchebag?
I think Lisa has it in the other room. I can't hear.
It was some DA got the hotline number.
Now that happens once in a while.
Yeah, we got to change that number again. Although maybe it's not because she's on the phone. Maybe it's her sister calling it about the baby.
That could be.
She was just telling us that they have pushed the baby back in
for the show.
She told us that during the.
For the good of the show.
During the break, they pushed the baby back in.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we're done with the dog contest, Lisa will be able to go to the hospital so her sister can have the baby. But keep in mind, Lisa, you have a limited amount of time to visit your sister's new baby because you have to get to the bowling alley for us to bowl against the homos.
Right. So there's a very brief window of opportunity for the baby to be born.
Let's go back.
Or we'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Let's go back outside.
Who let the dogs out?
We're nearing the finish line in the dog day afternoon. We want to thank the over 50 dogs and their masters who have shown up today for the contest. Joe, next break, Joe, we'll be out there to declare winners as we look at all of the poops. Joe, anything new we should know about?
Yeah, there's a dog named Capone that laid a good mountain of poop out here. And then another guy, I don't know where he went. What's your dog's name?
Kayla.
Is the one that put the bratwurst in the alleyway?
Yeah.
You seem to be really obsessed with that poop. And, well, she laid another mountain right out here, too, so she's definitely got the heavyweight.
Wow.
All right, Joe.
And then we've got a couple of latecomers who are walking their dogs up and down the alleys that you can judge as well.
All right, well, tell everybody, please, that they got limited time now. We're going to do one quick break here, then we're going to be outside to pick our winners.
Great.
Okay, thank you. That's Joe Ardinger outside. Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters.
Hello. The bratwurst is in the hallway, Don.
Hello, Scott. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Mike. How's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so I called my buddy the other day. I got some gay old material for you, Don.
What's that?
A buddy of mine was looking at panties on eBay, of all places.
Looking at what?
Pictures of panties on eBay.
Okay.
And I said, how are you... You know, how are you finding? He says, well, you just type in, you know, whoever, like Elizabeth Hurley panties, and it brings up all the pictures.
Right.
So I first typed in Jennifer Aniston, nothing. Type in Leah Remini, panties. Three pictures of Leah Remini and some pretty seductive poses on eBay.
Oh,
really?
Eight by ten pictures.
And then selling panties?
No, just somebody selling pictures of her in panties.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure those are the pictures from FHM magazine.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, I spent the night at her house. Don't think that I didn't leave.
Well, let's be honest.
Without a souvenir.
You actually wore her panties. You're wearing your panties right now.
Right now.
I just thought maybe Buzz would pull out in case you hadn't seen them. So.
They're worn and frayed. And
but they're comfortable.
And stained. Oh, my God, are they stained?
Leah's stained panties.
Do me a favor, though, Buzz. Do go to the eBay and type in Leah Remini's mother and panties.
Yes.
And see what comes up.
Leah Remini's mother's panties.
You might get a pair of panties like the guy holds up in the ad for Shallow Hal.
Yeah.
When Gwyneth Paltrow takes her underpants off.
Absolutely.
And throws them at that guy. At Jack Black.
Something in an off gray.
you know, about, we've got so much stuff to get to that we're not going to have time today. About the, I've got the catalog, the Christmas catalog, the celebrity memorabilia catalog.
Interesting. I mean, very unusual stuff in this catalog.
Where they have, for instance, mini driver's bras from movies. Underpants the chair has worn.
Underpants.
let me see. Molly Ringwald's underpants.
Ew.
These are not auctions. These are items with set prices.
Lots of underwear.
I don't think we're going to have time for that today. Also, we're not going to have time today. Sad to say, Rob, your favorite segment, the... That's right. I'm sorry. The fight for a white America, their propaganda. Yeah.
But you can go to the conference, Rob, that they're having.
Share that with you another day. We did get this from, let me see, what's the guy's name? Girth. Girth is the guy's first name, G-I-R-T-H.
Good name for a porn star.
He listens to us in Seattle on The Buzz, 100.7 FM.
Bluest skies I've ever seen out there.
Hello, Don and Mike. A while back, I discovered your show. Like many first-timers, it took me a while to get into the swing of things. However, I could say after a few months of queasiness, I'm a true believer. So my question is, what is the point when I stopped being repulsed and terrified and became an appreciative fan? It's a question I'm sure many of your new listeners in Seattle ponder. So as a public service, I've developed a quiz to answer that question for new listeners.
Very good.
And he has a question about each of us. Multiple choice. Number one, Don is A, host of the Don and Mike Show. B, a man who has his testicles gripped firmly in his wife's hand. C, a man who once had sex with a dwarf in an empty apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Or D, no, the answer is D. He does whatever, Don is a man who does whatever Satan commands. Okay.
Now, does he have the key to how you're supposed to answer that?
They're like funny stuff.
The answer is no.
The answer is D, I think.
D, just whatever Satan commands.
D's the funny one.
Always D.
Mike O'Mara is A, the co-host of the Don and Mike Show. B, known for his fantastic impressions. C, a man who makes $7 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Or D, a man who enjoys having his bayonet professionally and anonymously polished in Pickle Park. Rob Spiewak is A, the announcer for the Don and Mike Show. B, doesn't really seem to do anything on the show. C, after a night of bowling, is usually found lying in his own filth. Or no, the answer is D, Rob Spiewak is a man who thinks Hitler was just misunderstood.
Oh, God.
The lovely Lisa, after a night of short ribs, most resembles A, Barbara Bush. B, Judy Garland. C, Margot Kidder. No, the answer is D, Harvey Keitel.
Oh, wow.
Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
A, delivers an insightful news broadcast at the end of every show. Mm-hmm. B, has been known to make up the news. C, smokes his way through a bale of Maui Wowie every day.
Right.
But no, Buzz, the answer D, says 100 Vicodin a day is no problem.
Generally.
And let me see, extra credit, having sex with a pumpkin on the Don and Mike Show. A, promotes understanding and tolerance. B, can result in the transmission of new disease. C, makes the Don and Mike Show legal department nervous. No, the answer is D, gives the men and women who participated an express ticket to hell.
That's it.
Okay. All right.
A lot of Satan and hell in there.
Sure is. And then also from the email or the fax or the instant feedback or somewhere, we got some guy who went on a website with bizarre sexual fetishes. Now, some of these we've known about, and some of these we have not.
Okay.
For instance, I think everybody knows we've talked about guys who are plushies. And these are guys who enjoy having sex with stuffed animals.
Okay.
Right. We did a segment one day on the show about plushies.
They actually have sex with the stuffed animal?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We also, I think, we all know what a necrophiliac is. That's someone who enjoys
sex with the dead.
Sex with a dead person.
I'd forgotten the plushy thing. I blocked it.
Then you have infantilism.
That's people that would like to wear diapers and
like to
poo and
like to have sex while they're dressed and pooing like babies.
Right.
Then you have clismophilia. Excuse me, clismophilia, which is obtaining enjoyment from enemas.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Then you have.
Been there, done that.
Now there's no name for this. It simply is inflatable pool toys. Guys who have sex with inflatable pool toys.
That's like, wasn't there a website where women like to break balloons?
Yeah, and we had
sat on balloons and broke them.
Right. We had those girls on the show.
Right. Sounds like it might be related.
Let me see. Perverts. Now, this one will surprise you.
Okay.
These are people who sexualize being their favorite cartoon character.
Wow.
Perverts. And from the Bizarre Dictionary of Sexual Practices, here are
what's
a few.
Up,
here are a few. Amalgophilia. People who like to have sex with statues or mannequins.
Amalgophilia.
Mm-hmm. Axolism.
Cars.
No. People who use the armpit for sex.
Really?
Axolism.
And that's a real turn-on. Well, based on the smell.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Dracophilia.
That's something to do with blood-sucking.
No. Arousal from seeing tears in a partner's eyes.
Wow. Hey, you're getting into the land of the weird here.
Dendrophilia.
Yeah, it's been fine up till now.
Dendrophilia?
Dendrophilia.
Dendrophilia, what would that be?
Person who likes to have sex with trees.
Ah, yes, some of the finest knot holes in the world.
Enemophilia.
Enemophilia?
Emetophilia. Emetophilia. Emetophilia.
I have a feeling this is going to be bad.
Insects?
No. Arousal? And like to have sex around people vomiting or in your own vomit.
Wow.
Oh, now that's bad.
Now, Buzz, you were close there. How about formicophilia?
That's where somebody likes to have sex on a formica table?
No. Well, that's the enjoyment of the use of insects for sexual purposes.
That's good.
That's right.
How? I don't even want to think about that.
Now, listen, we're running out of time.
Using insects?
To have sex.
What the hell do you do?
Well, they go in.
Spine.
They go into great detail about what the animals do.
That's the worst. I mean, I know the vomit thing's horrible, but that's even worse.
Well, let me see what I can get away with reading on the air, you know, because they like...
Are you going to explain the insect thing?
Yeah, they love deleting out stuff.
Okay.
As I'm reading this... guys enjoy taking, they have some of the insects, are grasshoppers, beetles, ladybugs.
I got ladybugs all over my house right now.
and spiders.
Spiders.
And putting them in the bad place.
Wow.
Putting them all in the bad place.
That is just beyond disgusting. I mean, while they're alive?
While they're alive.
I mean, what if they decide to take a hike?
Well,
Jesus.
Now, wait.
Yeah.
No, I'm reading here. What they do is they will take the insects.
I can't stop this itching.
They take the live insects.
Right.
And their partner, the one guy is bent over.
This is a homosexual deal? Yeah,
yes. The partner then... As the one guy is in the position...
I love seeing the pantomime here.
Drops the insects in.
You know, you really don't need to explain it, because we'll be seeing it at wet.
They drop the insects into the wishing well.
Oh, my God.
Then what happens is...
Hope you get your wish.
He then becomes the catcher. What happens is the pitcher then... the pitcher then goes at it, and... It's like, you know,
and kills the insects.
Kills the insects, and
I'm getting. I'm seriously. I am effing dizzy right
you're
now.
You're left with quite a mess.
Sort of like a sex terminator.
also, for greater satisfaction.
Oh yes,
try it with live cockroaches.
I'm on barf. I feel now that actually pushed me into the area of nausea.
I am
right
just
there.
I'm just reading.
I know
the
you're
list.
Just reading. You're just reading the news.
I'm doing a hell of a job of editing this thing.
You know what? You're communicating enough effectively where I. And that's the same deal, where you just drop it in the...
Uh-huh.
You put the Necco wafer in the toll booth?
Says, as a matter of fact...
All right.
On occasion...
Jesus.
Personal record, 12 to 15 cockroaches...
Okay.
Inserted.
Jesus Christ. What is wrong with people?
Honest to God. Let me know. Tomorrow...
Where, you know, what quadrant of the world does this exist in?
There, I've got in-depth analysis on all of these things that I've mentioned. The guys that like doing it with trees.
My God.
The guys that like doing it with armpits.
Wow.
The vomit thing.
My God.
You should hear the one about tears in people's eyes.
Wow.
That what's involved...
Soap?
No. I mean,
once a Danny DeVito thing.
Once the person starts crying, you'd be amazed what the follow-up is. Not even that, Mike. It's they actually, right?
Like in your eye?
That's right.
Like a Three Stooges thing.
That's right.
No wonder they're crying.
You get poked in the eye. You get poked in the eye.
My God.
That's right.
You know, you just you never the show every day. It seems like there's something new.
Hello, Phil.
Yeah, please, I beg of you guys, can you please stop talking about this? I'm driving in my car and my ass is crawling, man. I feel like I'm going to puke. Come on, for the love of the Almighty.
You think your ass is crawling?
I feel the same way.
How'd you like to be the guy who got 15 cockroaches in there?
I'm just like this guy. I mean, that's just, oh my God, because you really did a great job editing and being able to communicate what it was. And when you were talking about when you took your hand up there and did the thing dropping in.
They drop them in.
Or maybe like just dumping out of a jar.
And then the other guy comes up, you know, and he's like the Dodge Ram.
He mashes the potatoes.
Right. Hello, Joy. Joy, are you there? All right, I'm trying. Let's go to Joey. Hey, Joey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, hi, Joey.
Hey, I swear to God, if I wasn't waiting on the line, I think I'd have to turn that radio down for a little while after that stuff.
All right, what can we do for you, Joey?
Hey, I wanted to take a guess at what the Thanksgiving contest is going to be.
Involving the turkeys? All right, go ahead.
All right, here's my guess. I kind of hope I'm not right, because I'd like to participate, but I hope you guys aren't saving up all that dog mess and going to have somebody... Who can shove the most poo inside the turkey?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, thank God for that one.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Ursula. Ursula, Don and Mike show. Hello, Ursula.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, baby. We're doing great.
I just want to tell you guys that you're making me sick over here, but how about MJ Ophelia? That's Michael Jackson. You got to make a new disease just for him because he's disgusting.
Yeah.
I just have to tell you that I watched the whole show to see my favorite song, which is Pretty Young Thing, and they didn't play it. And I really love you guys. I think you're great fans. And
like so many people, both, you know, saddened and
horrified.
Sickened and also loving the music of Michael Jackson.
He really was great back then, and
it's
unfortunate to see that he changed so much.
And, you know, Ursula, thank you. We got a break. You know, we never even got to play, like, all the Michael Jackson tapes that we
played
have.
Just a little bit of Liza, too.
We got so many Michael Jackson tapes to get to. We didn't play the Chris Tucker tape. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, who's this?
This is Jim. I was just listening to that bug in the Duke business.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it's disgusting, disgusting. And the worst part is there's enough people that did it that they can come up with a name for it.
Yep, absolutely.
There you go. Bingo. You got it. Thank you, my friend.
I hope it's not, you know, but let's not go crazy. It's not like every registered voter.
Formicophilia. That's the name of it. Ask for it by name.
Man, I'll never think of Formica the same.
Hello, Don and Mike, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I enjoy listening to you guys on my lunch hour. My appetite is gone. Thank you very much.
You think it's gone? Wait until tomorrow until I tell you about emetophilia.
That's the
guys who get into the vomit. And you don't even want to know what they do with the vomit.
All right, thank
Let me just say, it's in a way, it's similar to the guys with the
Well, you've said it now.
No,
you've
but
explained it now.
No, there's more.
Right.
But there's more. There's more than that.
I feel like I'm getting a little vertigo.
Oh, we got to break. Rob is pointing to the clock. Adam, last call here. Don and Mike show. Hello, Adam.
You guys, this is funny, but it is disgusting.
What's
stuff,
bugging
man.
You, Adam?
I'm shaking here, but I'll tell you what. You know what I think of Michael Jackson? He looks like from Planet of the Apes, or like from The Grinch, those Rick Baker creations with his nose.
Yeah.
And
very
it's
similar.
Disgusting.
The pointy nose.
Very similar. Thank you, my
it's
friend.
It's amazing. It's amazing to see what he has done over the
years. Thank you for the call. Let's just hear a little of Chris Tucker before we go to break, and then we're going outside to finish up with the dogs.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of Rush Hour 2, Chris Tucker.
Michael's a good friend of mine.
Right.
Michael called me on the phone. He said, is this Chris Tucker? I said, yeah, who it is? So this is Michael Jackson. I said, what's up, Mike? He said, I just want to call you and tell you, I seen your movie Rush Hour 2, and you're kicking with the wrong leg.
All right, that's his good friend.
Wow.
There's his good friend, Chris Tucker.
Sorry, I missed that.
From last night's show.
It was a great show.
From the big Michael Jackson show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable.
Thank you.
Liza Minnelli.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think you've already found the gold, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, goddamn.
I'm still all alone.
Okay, all right, enough. Enough, we got a break.
How could this be?
Hey, let's go back to Joe. Outside. Joe, please come in. Joe Artinger.
Hello, guys.
Joe, please tell all the contestants that we are ready to come out.
Okay.
In the next break, we're going to be deciding the winner for the Dog Day Afternoon Contest.
You've got some new stuff to judge out here.
All right, so this is the last chance for everybody.
And there might be an honorable mention for Jake the dog, who has gone 7 times today.
My God.
7 poops.
Incredible. All right, well, listen, as we listen to the incredibly bloated Liza Minnelli.
Every day I see an
but... What a train wreck that show was last
night.
Oh,
it's
funny. Michael Jackson show.
Bob Spiewak with a wig.
You are not alone.
Oh, Christ.
She's in a car wreck. She's a mess.
Oh, man.
All right, Joe, stay there. We're going to go outside and get the winners for Roger. Dog Day Afternoon right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Nothing but the Don and Mike Show.
All right, wow, turn that baby down. We're back out here. I see piles of crap everywhere.
There is indeed a significant bouquet.
Now we have, at one point there were as many as 50 people and their dogs here. There's about 25 people now. Give yourselves a round of applause for waiting this long, for God's sake. And your dogs as well.
Yes, there was quite an attrition rate with the dogs. They came early and left early.
All right, now let's go through quickly. We're going to pick the biggest, the prettiest, and the most disgusting.
All right, now the people out here are going to have to help us out as far as directing us towards the biggest. I guess the biggest would be the big winner, right?
Okay, and your name is?
Carolyn Faith.
Carolyn, and your dog is?
Tucker.
And Tucker?
Tucker.
Oh, and the prettiest, and again?
Look at how that's held up.
By the door, there's been sabotage. We had to cover it, so they wouldn't.
Look how that's held up, Don. That's held up beautifully.
I've got to say that there's a good chance. What? Hello, what?
Robin, the dog that made the mess, and this is Jamie.
Oh, Jamie, you took her top off. Hi, Jamie.
No, I'm Kristen.
Kristen, you're Jamie.
No, I'm Andrew.
Andrew, what?
Well, I'm a DA, okay.
Okay, you're a DA. We know her. She's the girl who took her top off.
I'm the one who brought her along.
Hey, Jamie, I want to enlighten you. If you're listening right now, there's a guy that's moving on your chick. He's moving in.
Here for Tucker.
Why? What do you want to do? Say about Tucker?
All her clothes off for you. A couple. You've seen her totally naked.
Oh, okay.
When did we see her naked? Strip trivia last time.
Well, you
wanted to defend Tucker's honor.
Okay.
All right. Tucker is in the winning. We could have a split prize for prettiest.
We could, because that's a damn pretty one.
There might be some money coming your way.
Let's go hoot. Now we're just going to do them in order of the dogs right here. Okay, now let's check out this behemoth. This dog is gigantic. What's your name, sir?
My name is Scott.
And Scott, what's your dog's name?
Boz.
What kind of dog is Boz again?
He's an English Mastiff.
Okay, an English Massive.
Started off and he did this one here and then took two steps and did that. So technically, I think they're the same pile. If you want, I can push them together for
you. You said an English Massive.
I tell you what, I'll count them as one pile if you push them together.
Oh! Oh, my God.
All right,
that's huge. That's huge.
Anybody else gets the same opportunity?
Oh, my God.
You have some more up there?
Yes, that he did over here.
Oh, my God.
If he wants to go up there and get more,
oh my
I'm not
going
to stop him.
Oh, dear.
I'm not going to stop him.
Dear me, he's going to get more of
his
own dog.
I'm
going to
give you all the same opportunity.
Here he goes. He's going up there.
To follow your dogs and to scoop up. To scoop up whatever you've got.
Oh, now.
Hold on, you got to get rid of the leaves and stuff.
Oh, my God.
All right, now this guy is now scooped up with his hands.
Yeah, you know, I heard
piles of his dog's number two.
Don, I heard this guy down here. That is so wrong. That is so wrong.
Okay.
Look at that. Oh, there we
now,
go.
Now he's picking the leaves
I'm going to throw up.
You don't see that every day.
That's a heck of a pile, sir.
That's a good pile.
Give this gentleman a nice round of applause.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
That's going to be tough to beat.
With his hands. Okay, now what?
Langston can't do anything with that.
Can't do anything.
So your dog Langston's out.
Oh, yeah, he's out.
Oh, watch out.
Yeah, settle down, Langston.
Don, it's late in the day. The dogs are getting a little testy.
Oh, yeah. He's been here since 11. He's PMS.
Look at this. We have our first St. Bernard. Hello there. What's your dog? Is he getting ready?
Oh, he's not crapped yet?
What's your St. Bernard's name?
Oscar,
that's my dog's name. That's terrific.
Right, like
he's getting ready, Don.
Hold on. We got to check on the big St. Bernard over here. Jake, is that is it Jake?
Oh, Jake's a Great Dane.
Oh, the Mount Rushmore, right? And the dog's name is
Hoss.
Hoss.
Mount Rushmore.
Okay, Mount Rushmore. Here we go. Let's take a look at this to decide.
I don't think so.
Nor do I. However, I do want to say this.
Are you looking at the flies?
No, I'm looking at the color. It is as black as asphalt.
Yes, it might be an issue with the dog's diet.
All right, we've taken our look. We'll let you know. Nice effort by Haas. Who's next? Who's got a poop for us to see? Oh, yes, ma'am, over here, you lady.
We still have not crowned the most disgusting.
Hi, I don't think we met you. What's your name?
I'm Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn. What's your dog's name?
This is Hyatt.
And Hyatt is?
He's a Rottweiler mix.
Now, I noticed you have Hyatt's jaws wired shut there. Is there a reason for that?
Oh, he can open his mouth. He just can't drag me down the street because his head will go down.
Okay.
All right, where's your poop?
We're down here, a little bit of a walk.
Okay, down here, a little bit of a walk.
Is this Jake? Oh, that's Jake. Oh, Jake was the chronic pooper.
Yep. He's humping the tree right now, Mike.
Jake might be in the running for most disgusting.
Oh, now, don't forget, we've got the poop that was spread out all over the driveway down here.
That might be most disgusting. However, the guy with the largest poop actually could also win for most disgusting.
Because he went with his hands. With his hands, and he did it twice.
Oh, my God.
Are our microphones going to go all the way down here?
I believe we're still on,
All right, hold on. Let's take a look. Where is it?
It's here. I think we should enter as the prettiest because it's got color swirls, and he tried to sculpt it. He put his paw in it. And if I could enter mine to help the prettiest, like the other girls, they're not big, but they're tan, and they have jewelry, so that should
be. All right, sure, let's see them.
All right, here we go.
Look at a little on-street nudity going
flash.
Here we go.
There you go. Oh, bravo.
Now that's wonderful.
Thank you very much for that.
That's wonderful. Now, guys, you see that? You got an extra treat.
Right.
You got to see a girl's tease.
All right, very good.
All right, now who's the next poop we want to see?
Anybody want to? You're going to show
right here.
Us. Hi there. What's your name?
Christy,
what's your dog's name?
Capone.
Oh, Capone. Okay, Joe had mentioned Capone.
Wait a second. That is a massive amount.
All right, stop backing into me, Capone.
That is, Mike, as I checked that out.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That is really a significant amount of poo.
That's a pile of crap.
You know, I would say that
that might be
standing alone. That's in the running for the largest.
That might be the leader. All right, who's next? Okay, right here with the collies. Oh no, you're the huskies. Excuse me. And the huskies are the dogs that did the crap, and the dogs drove through it. Right.
It was widely spread poo throughout.
That
the
might be. We might be able to crown a winner for most disgusting.
You partook in some of it.
You know, because the poo, but you don't know yet. Let's hold on a second.
And what, you got more of it in the...
more evidence here.
And this dog also sings.
These dogs, these the huskies.
Oh, no.
Mike, you just stepped in it.
Oh,
you stepped in some of the evidence, Mike.
Have an intimate relationship with the poo at this point.
All right, now these, we got to remember the two huskies have an incredible amount of poop that's come out of them. Okay, so you, sir, what? Jake.
Jake the boxer. He's pooped a total of seven times today.
Seven times.
Wow.
Now, I will give you the opportunity, if you know where all seven piles are, with your hands to collect them and put them into one massive pile.
I will do that, but the last about three or four of them are pretty runny.
See, I would say even with seven times, you got to remember, look at your competition up there.
But if you want, do you want to go collect
them? Do that. Will you hold his lead?
I'd be glad to hold his lead.
Very good.
Mike, if you would go with follow Jake.
Yes, let's
go. Jake's owner.
All right, I'm going to follow Jake's owner down here.
What he's going to do now is with his hands, scoop out to make a giant pile.
Okay, grab it up.
Can I get the IV that comes with it?
Yeah, you can get the IV. I don't think it's going to be close, though.
Oh, hold on. Down, doggies.
Oh, man.
He's grabbing it with his hand right now, Don.
Oh, geez.
It's difficult pulling it through the IV. I'm going to barf.
Oh! Oh, this is bad. And he's going to do this. He's going to do this with seven piles.
Oh.
All right, start.
Okay.
He's got another pile right here.
That's just...
Oh, no, Mike, look at that.
Now I'm walking down getting nauseous.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, it's nice and
it's
cold.
More dirt than poo right there. It's
yeah, no credit for the mulch.
He's got another one up at the top of the hill.
You know, Don, this is pretty much an exercise in futility right here. But he's a trooper for doing this. Yes, sirree.
Three piles, three rather smallish piles.
Everybody thinks there's lots of money to go around.
All right, and that's three piles. I think you need four more, correct?
He's getting the big ones.
He's going for his big ones now.
This is all Jake. You're not stealing anybody else's poop, are you?
Okay, now you're going to pick these up too?
Oh,
God!
This is where he did the live poop for you earlier when you
got. You know, Don, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Ow!
I believe the Huskies may have been moved out of the most disgusting category.
Oh, my God.
Two more droplets.
And now this guy is picking up all of these dog poops with his bare hands.
Oh, God.
All right, and is that all of it?
No, there's two little drops right here.
Two little drops. I want you to get every drop.
Okay.
Okay, we get the picture.
We get it. You're fine. You're still not close to this dude.
I had a little bit of yarn.
All right, just go ahead. Lay it down. That's where it'll be judged.
On the pavement over here.
You win most disgusting, that's for sure.
Okay, they're on the pavement. All right. Hold on. He's not done, Mike.
Oh, dear. When is this going to end?
Make it stop! Wait, look at this one. Look at this big pile. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. And you're holding Jake all the while.
Oh, God.
Oh, this smells horrible.
Oh, my.
This guy.
Boy.
This guy has had like seven.
Mess up the Art Deco of course.
Okay.
The original first one.
If he doesn't win, can we at least give him a nail brush?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Are you
going
to be eating a fried chicken tonight?
All right. He's going to pick up one more. Now this is a.
Oh, God.
This is beyond gross.
To weigh these the poop out.
Wow.
See how much the density of the poop.
Hey, pal, I guess when you started doing this originally, you didn't think you'd have competition like this, did you?
No, I actually did.
All right, go make your pile. He's like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters of the Third Kind with the bashed potatoes.
Now, I'm looking at the two piles, and even with all the seven... It just doesn't seem to stack up to
right,
the
now, are there any other piles that are bigger than the ones that are on the ground? Any other piles bigger than the ones on the ground currently?
Calm down, dogs.
All right, Mike, I believe that all of the other owners at this point are conceding.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Wow. So now, hold on, somebody take Jake. Hey,
take your dog, sir.
Take Jake.
All right.
We have to do, Mike, is make our final decision.
Are we going to make the final decision on the largest?
On the largest.
There's no question.
It's got to be this guy right here.
It's right here. What's your name again, sir?
Scott.
Scott, your dog's name?
Boz
is the winner. Boz is the winner. That's $1,000 of dog poop.
Absolutely.
That's $1,000 of dog poop. Let's get the picture for the website, Mike.
Very good.
RJ, don't focus on us. Just focus on the poop.
There it is, RJ, right down there, bud.
Now, remember what this guy did.
All right, come on, RJ.
He's the original guy who actually went up into the wooded area and scooped it up with his hand.
Good dog. Good
Mike,
doggy.
And I've got to say, for the most disgusting...
No, there's no question.
No offense to the Huskies.
No offense to the Huskies, but he outdid you at the end there.
But we've got to go with Jake's owner.
Jake, what's your first name, sir? Trip. Well, it was a trip watching you scoop that up with your hands.
We've got to go.
Most disgusting right here.
Most disgusting is Trip. How many piles of poo did you pick up?
Seven
piles of poo.
$250 for you, sir.
And now we're down to the prettiest poo.
This could be the real decision process here.
This is tough.
This is very delicate.
This is very tough for us now to pick the prettiest. Oh, that's not pretty.
Now,
I was telling him, watch out.
He was just warning me.
There's nothing pretty about that.
Now, you got to go with the original over here. This could be a tie. We had mentioned that before. Tucker... One of the very first poos we've
seen.
This is
like something you'd see at Spencer Gifts.
Absolutely incredible. But then we had our lady over here.
Who took her top off.
And I think it looks like we might have to declare a tie.
I think we're going to have to do a tie.
Come over here, ma'am. We're going to split the money.
I think we have to do a tie on the prettiest.
Shake hands and be good sports. Come on.
I think we've got to do a tie on the prettiest poo.
What's your first name again?
Kristen.
Kristen, and you are?
Well, Carolyn is the mother.
Carolyn, this is your daughter? Urging your daughter to get naked to win the whole money, but it's not good. She already did. That's right. Mom and Dad, both fans of the show, mom and daughter.
RJ, what we're going to need is a picture of Tucker's poo over here and also a picture of, what's your dog's
name? Robin.
Of Robin's poo, and we'll get all of that on the website.
That's right. And $125 go to each of these wonderful contestants.
Each of them.
Let's give them a round of applause.
Thank you all for coming with your dog.
Aren't they wonderful?
You all are beyond fantastic. And now for just a brief treat, if you would all like to join us in the studio for a moment, come on into the radio station.
Let's go. Bring your dogs
in. All the dogs inside the studio.
Come on now. Alan loves this.
This is a
big
treat.
Do we have wireless capability in here, Mike?
Can we make it through the building, you think?
We're going to give it a try. Everybody, bring your dogs in.
Now, if the microphones break up.
Let's bring them into Steve Goldstein's office. Steve? Hi, Steve.
Hi.
We're bringing some dogs in.
All right.
Mike, you know what? We're running late on time. We got to go right to the studio.
Okay, very good. Sorry.
Everybody, all dogs. All dogs come to the studio.
Yeah, Buzz, hold your dog back, sir.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Buzz, you got to help me out if the microphones are breaking up.
I'm ready.
All right, we're walking down the hallways.
Sounds good.
We're going to end this show, Mike, with, I think, 25 dogs in the studio.
Very exciting.
I don't know if the microphones are still working or not.
We're going to dash into the studio. Hopefully we've got...
Uh-oh, there they go. Don and Mike are on their way back into the studio with a parade of dogs. And here they are now.
Okay. All right, so what, Buzz, the mics were crapping out there?
They held up right until the very end, and
right
then
the
I introduced
end.
You.
Okay, yes. Beautiful.
Yeah, they're all here.
Let's welcome now to our studio. Let's get all of the dogs in here, as many dogs as possible.
It already smells horrible in here.
Bring the dogs out! Come on, keep coming in, everybody.
All right, bring them around the back, too.
Keep coming in.
My God. He doesn't bite, does he?
And then what we want to do is get all the dogs to bark if possible.
Right, absolutely.
Come on, keep coming. And I got plenty of room behind me.
Oh, right.
Come on my side of the console over here.
Plenty of room in here.
Come on, keep coming.
Oh, it smells like my bachelor pad when I used to be single.
Okay, are all the dogs in? No, come on, we got room.
Bring them in.
Are all the dogs, bring them in.
Very good.
We got one more big one to go.
Watch out for the little dogs. We don't want anybody eating.
Okay, are all the dogs here?
Got all the dogs in here?
Shut the studio door.
Here we go. Shut the door.
Shut the door.
And now we're going to see if we can get them all barking.
Okay.
Ready, everybody?
Let's go.
Where are those Huskies? I hear a lot of human beings making dog sounds.
I hear a lot of guys going, arr!
But nobody can argue with the odor that's in here right now.
Those are the guys also.
Hey, thanks, sir. Thanks for stopping in here before you washed your hands off.
Did you wash your hands?
No, unfortunately.
Of course not.
Oh, no. Mikey's still got the poo on his fingers. Oh, Christ.
Oh, y'all have beautiful dogs. They're wonderful. Thank you all.
Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Way to go, everybody.
Thank you. And listen, everybody who came down today, Everybody gets, even though I know we don't have enough sheets, everybody gets the butterball turkey for Thanksgiving.
Everybody gets a turkey for Thanksgiving.
All right, now all of you get out of here.
Get out of here, everybody.
Come on now, get your smelly dogs out of here.
Starting to smell like my ex-wife in here.
Serious. On a hot day.
Sure. She's still working at the sewage treatment plant?
At the Wisconsin Dells.
Very good.
That's what it's smelling like.
All right, there we go.
Get out!
No, come on.
Just get out of here.
All right, everybody.
You're killing me with this.
There we go.
You're killing me with this.
Don't put the cart before the horse, please.
Come on, go. Get out of here. Goodbye.
There you go.
Congratulations to our winners.
I've never seen a group of people leave a studio slower.
Oh, my God.
My God. Oh, the odor.
Oh, P.U.
Your winning dog, what's his name again? I always forget.
His name Boz.
Boz. Jeez, Boz has a bouquet, man.
Nice. Thank you, guys.
See you later, Boz.
See you guys.
Bye-bye. See you later, Boz.
Okay, everybody out.
Boz poops.
Get the Rottweiler out of here. Everybody out now. Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye. That's it. Mike, that officially ends.
Oh, man.
The dog. Now the guy with the poopy hand is still at the window. Get out of here.
Okay.
He was
licking his fingers.
He was licking.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, my God.
Well, those dogs stunk. You're going to see some good pictures on DonandMikeFans.com this afternoon.
Who wants flapjack?
Oh, man. I say this, that one guy.
Yeah.
I thought the first guy.
Yeah, it was amazing when he did that.
When he went and scooped it up, I thought he was going to be the runaway winner. And as it turns out, he was the winner because he amassed the most because his dog did the most.
Yeah, only in two piles. And the other guy picked up all seven of his dog's piles.
Seven piles.
Only won't be going out for finger
Christ.
Food.
And it's more twisted when you do it seven times. The first guy was just sort of matter of fact about
it. Would you take a look at that guy, Rob?
The other guy was a little more meticulous and therefore slightly more upsetting.
All right, let's go to Buzz.
Jesus. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Sky Birdling.
He made it up.
And Buzz?
Yes?
What's the lead story? How do you follow that up? What's your lead story today?
Got a double shot of good news today. The bad guys are on the run and the economy's looking up.
All right, everybody. Please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comment.
News and comments. Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
spectacular!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's your national number? D.C. 202-432-1067, New York City, 877-692-1027.
They crave lovely Oreos, Don and Mike.
And the signs say,
damn straight. Let me see, you want to win a key for the Mercedes that we're giving away December 14th? The Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe? Go to the Simply Wireless store, 660 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C.
All right.
Anytime before 9 o'clock tonight. So I got to do just sign up, register, and we'll have a random winner on tomorrow's show to win one of the 29 keys we're giving away. Great show today with the dogs. Mm-hmm. Friday, get ready for the $20,000 pyramid with strippers.
Yay.
Fantastic. Playing for you, the radio listeners, six teams of 12 pros, mm-hmm. six teams of 12 professional girls getting in various stages of undress as they try to work their way through the $20,000 pyramid.
It's going to be very exciting.
Playing for you, the home listener, and your chance to win a key for the Mercedes. Also want to mention Don and Mike Gutterball action tonight. Mm-hmm. We're bowling against the all-gay team, the Bowling Ballers.
We go back to Annandale.
Tonight at the AMF Lanes in Annandale. And before we get to Buzz, we do want to say congratulations to Lisa's sister,
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee gave birth to, you know, it's no wonder they couldn't hold this baby in until the end of the show today.
That's right.
Jacob Dickerson Wilson, 9 pounds, 4 ounces.
Wow. That is a big kid.
21 3/4 inches.
And that's Zach, right? Or Jake.
Jake.
Zach is Jake's brother, and Jake is a strapping baby boy.
Jake. So Lisa is an aunt again. The baby, was squeezed out at 2:05.
Wow. Congratulations, Dee Dee.
Boy, those doctors, yeah. They always let you down, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, you know, all we asked was that they prevent the baby from being born for just a couple of hours.
Yeah, just they missed it by 55 minutes.
Can't believe
it. Thanks, Doc.
Came close. Like, what, you couldn't hold a 9-pound, 4-ounce baby in there for another 55 minutes?
Come on, out, damn it.
And I don't fault Dee Dee. I fault the doctors.
All right. I need is one big cork, 10 centimeters.
Yeah, that's
diameter.
No problem at all.
All right, let's go to Buzz. Oh, and I want to mention the pictures of the poops will be on DonAndMikeFans.com. And also, thank you to the many, many girls, including the woman outside that just took her shirt off out there.
Yeah, and really fine job.
If only you girls would have been around on Friday, we would have had strip trivia. But then we never would have gotten into strip pyramid with the pros.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be a mixture now on the show of pros and amateurs.
Which is just the way we like it.
Yeah, because really, there's nothing better than seeing a regular girl's boobs.
Absolutely.
I mean, strippers' boobs are nice.
Yes, they are.
But regular girls' boobs are even nicer.
They're all nice, Don.
Yeah. I've never seen a boob I haven't liked.
Oh, I have.
Even the ugly ones.
How about Sid?
El Cid? All right. Yeah, I didn't like her boobs.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've seen a bunch.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I like Buzz's.
Thank you. And I like yours. The U.S. is now dropping bombs on the Taliban soldiers who are retreating out of northern Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says they're fair game because it's not like they've surrendered.
Right, blow up those bastards.
He calls them an attractive target.
That Rumsfeld, man, I saw him last night on the news. That is one badass son of a bitch.
Good that he's in charge.
He really is. He said, when he said attractive targets, I mean, it's just, it scared me.
Yeah, and for further inspiration, he was back at Ground Zero yesterday to remind himself of why he's as determined as he is in this effort. Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar, meanwhile, is trying to keep his troops in line, quoting him, "I order you to completely obey your commanders. Any person who runs frantically back and forth is like a slaughtered chicken that falls and dies."
That's like something you'd see in a movie.
Yeah, really,
like in a comedy.
Right.
"I order you, do not quit."
Yeah, Commander Dumbass. There are also reports of more defections among the Taliban, and just during today's show, we've learned that the city of Jalalabad has been given up by the Taliban, and now apparently the Northern Alliance has moved in and taken over the airport at Kandahar.
So what does the Taliban have left? Just like that lower left-hand corner?
The mountains.
They get the mountains.
They're in the mountains.
And what they're going to do.
That'll be the toughest part.
And that's when you drop the N-U-K-E.
Oh, yeah.
On the M-O-U-N-T-A-I-N.
Now, the other good news.
Not a B-I-G-N-U-K-E.
A little.
Just an L-I-L.
A baby new.
Just a little.
Those are so cute.
Baby new.
Yeah, just, baby one.
Just to get them.
Just enough to just get all the mountains and all the Taliban.
All right, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's how you finish the job before Thanksgiving.
A tiny little one.
You finish the job before Thanksgiving.
Tiny, real powerful one.
You know, like comes out of an eyedropper or something like that. Just you know,
baby.
Boom, and then they're gone.
Yeah, you can buy those in South Carolina.
Yeah, go to south of the border.
Make the same kind of explosion that you'd see when a Wile E. Coyote would fall down into the ravine.
Right.
Where are they gone? Where'd they go?
Don't know. Pedro says, watch out for fallout.
So the war effort's moving well, and here's the other good news. Maybe the car companies really are keeping America rolling.
Cars.
And think twice about what you've heard about the economy. A new report says retail sales were up more than 7% last month, the biggest jump ever.
Yes.
That's amazing. And nobody predicted that either.
Frida Soar says you're welcome.
Thank you, Frida. Car sales led the way, mostly thanks to 0% financing and other incentives. Even without cars, retail sales were up a whole percent after dipping in shell-shocked September. Mall traffic has been down, but discount stores, including Kmart, Walmart, and Target, have done strong business. Experts say our spending could keep the economy out of serious trouble. And all of this, in fact, along with the military gains in Afghanistan, all of this has served to boost the stock market in the last couple of days.
You ever think that maybe the car sales are up because Rob's doing that dumb infomercial show on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll bet that's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're welcome.
And don't rule out sabotage in the crash of Flight 587.
I have not.
Birds and catastrophic engine failure have already reportedly been ruled out, and aviation experts say they are puzzled about why the tail was the first part of the plane to fall away. The tail, both engines, and both wings fell off the plane before the plane itself dropped into Queens. The plane did apparently experience some turbulence in the wake of a plane that had taken off before it. There was some otherwise unexplained rattling of the fuselage, but there was more than enough safe distance between the planes, and that turbulence
is almost never enough to bring down a plane. A little bad news, the data flight recorder that was found yesterday is damaged and has to be sent back to the manufacturer so it can analyze whatever information may be available there.
See, that gets back to my whole conspiracy.
Yes,
I know. You know, I agree with you. I mean, I it's just that's hinky. What do you mean sending it back? What's
sending it back to the manufacturer? So that we won't have the information that maybe the plane was sabotaged before Thanksgiving.
And when they say, though, here's the deal, though. Mm-hmm. The way it went down, it just doesn't seem to me that it would be a bomb. So how else do you sabotage a plane?
But they know it wasn't a bomb. Well, by loosening the bolts or by using inferior bolts or inferior parts to hold the plane
together. How do you get two engines falling off an airplane at once?
Yeah, I don't get that.
How do you do that?
I don't know either, but there are no marks on the plane indicating a bomb of any kind. A bomb has been ruled out. It would have had to have been either...
What, some guy crawling in there that knows airplanes? It's going to loosen the tail?
Some kind of mechanical failure or some kind of sabotage.
Yeah, who knows?
I know, but just did not let me tell you.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say.
Here's the guys who were working on the plane incidentally.
Now, Charlie, how does it go?
I remember Joe. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Right.
Except I happen to know that both of those guys are stand-up Americans,
and they have the highest security clearance. I
mean, they mean well.
Buzz, we got a break because we ran so late with the dogs. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, toss my salad.
Based on love, mutual love, and love of others. The Don and Mike Show.
Most all gays do that. I'm quoting, of course, the Toss My Salad Man.
Oh, yeah.
Time for a call 100 right now at 877-365-3636. 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Dial recklessly, please. Here now is Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. Since September 11th, there's been a drop in crime in New York City, and there's less trouble in schools as well. The number of kids suspended has dropped nearly 80%. One school official says students seem to have a new take on life after the attack on America. He says many are scared and more concerned about their families. This is also the first year of a new program aimed at reducing suspensions by finding alternatives to that. And since September 11th, principals have been on high alert when it comes to students with problems. Why did a hazmat team invade a couple of homes near Philadelphia yesterday?
Why?
We don't know. I'm asking. The homes are owned by native Pakistanis, including the health commissioner of Chester, Pennsylvania. He was questioned, along with his brother, who runs Chester's lead abatement program, and the owner of the other house, who is the city's accountant.
I believe it's called profiling, Buzz.
Authorities, they went in with the heaviest of heavy-duty hazmat suits. They came out with some objects. They wouldn't say what they were looking for. There were 30 FBI agents in addition to the hazmat team, and they won't say what they came out with.
Again, the password is profiling.
And no word on any update on
that. That's all we know right now. Authorities elsewhere are still looking for one anthrax-tainted letter they think is still out there somewhere. The letter is believed to have contaminated other pieces of mail and is probably stored in storage bins with mail that's been held for the last 3 weeks.
I hope it's not a catalog. Jesus.
Maybe you heard this week about the guy who got arrested for getting out of his seat as his plane was coming into Washington's National Airport. It's called the potty rule. For security reasons in this new environment, no one's allowed out of their seat in the last 30 minutes of a flight.
Oh, I heard the story, but it's really the potty rule, isn't it?
But Rajo Ortiz broke the rule and found himself face down on the floor of the plane with a Sky Marshal's gun in his head. The plane was diverted to Washington's Dulles Airport. Ortiz says he just needed to go to the bathroom.
Duh.
Ortiz, who is a lawyer for the Environmental Protection Agency,
double duh,
was arrested for interfering with a flight crew. That charge was dropped. He's now facing charges of misdemeanor marijuana possession.
I didn't know that. Had to go to the potty room.
I had no idea.
The sheriff of Davidson County, North Carolina, is in trouble with the Muslim community for his choice of Christmas cards. Sheriff Gerald Heggie's card this year shows him holding a sword and the head of Osama bin Laden.
That's right.
But it's the caption that has upset Muslims. It reads, "Happy Ramadan. Merry Christmas.
Oh, and we're sorry.
Happy holidays." The sheriff says he paid for the cards himself and send them only to his friends, family, and other sheriffs.
That's not funny. How can I get a box of those cards?
Muslims say Ramadan is one of their most sacred seasons, and some say they're offended by the reference.
Right.
Comedian Paula Poundstone was in jail for a short time yesterday for violating her probation.
Hey, kids, let's go for a drive. Look, I put on my business suit. Come on now. Look, I'm going to tie my man tie to the car's steering wheel.
Poundstone apparently used an old prescription for pills while she's supposed to be in rehab. She was taken out of the courtroom in handcuffs and jailed briefly yesterday, as the judge explained later to make a point. Quoting the judge, I know you wouldn't want to spend a couple of months back there in a custody environment.
Oh, she would.
Poundstone originally...
All those hot lesbians?
At first, she pleaded no contest to child endangerment charges after she was seen driving her adopted children while intoxicated.
Come on, kids.
She has about 60 days left on her 180-day court-ordered rehab program.
Let's go see Monsters, Inc.
Why does mommy dress like a daddy?
Because I'm conflicted.
In sports, the Washington Redskins get an extra preseason game next year in Japan. They'll play the 49ers in Osaka on August 3rd.
And I, for one, when I heard the news...
You'll be going, right?
I thought, no, I'm not going. I thought I can think of nothing better than
you're not going.
Sam Huff in Japan.
Hey,
can you imagine?
This is Sam Huff.
Finally,
domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Right back at you. Good chili.
A Kansas man is having.
Okay, all right.
It's sushi, Sam. A Kansas man is having surgery today to remove the coat hanger. It stuck in his throat. It got there because he was trying to get out the balloon he had swallowed. Police think the balloon may have contained drugs. People smuggle them that way sometimes. Doctors in Wichita say they've already removed the balloon, but they say the coat hanger is going to be a little trickier. Police are studying the contents of the balloon to see what, if any, charges will be filed. They certainly haven't been able to get that information out of the man, what with the coat hanger and all.
You.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Maybe he's just trying to abort one of his tonsils.
Oh, God. Oh, that'll do it.
All right, we got to go. Thank you to everybody for coming down for the Dog Day Afternoon Show. It was a good one. Just see the pictures of the dogs and of the winning poop on www.donandmikefans.com. That should be up by the end of the business day. If you want to win a Mercedes-Benz, the C230 Compressor Sports Coupe from our good friends at Simply Wireless and AT&T Wireless. Go to the Simply Wireless store at 660 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast D.C. Do that between now and 9 o'clock tonight when they close. We'll have a random drawing on tomorrow's episode. Now, tomorrow, you're going to be picking the pros until they scab and bleed. Charlie Stossel arguing about movies and also reading some of his hate mail. The brand new low-budget Jeff Hardy, and I want to tell you right now, you want to gather the kiddies around the radio tomorrow for Jeff Hardy, one of their favorites. Friday on the show, Newsmaker of the Week.
Yeah.
Also a mystery guest. And Friday, Strip Pyramid with real pro strippers.
Yay. Oh, yeah.
And on Friday, I'll tell you about the Turkey-tacular.
That's when the big announcement will be made.
That's what we're going to be doing on the show the day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
You thought the Pimp Pumpkin show was good.
Uh-huh.
You thought the dog show was good.
Right.
Wait till you hear about the Thanksgiving show.
And cut your nails. You won't specify toes or fingers, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am calling 100.
Right, right. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Hey, Mike, where are you from?
Out of Seattle.
Mike, call 100. Oh, on the buzz in Seattle.
That's right.
God damn, I wish that station would run the whole show.
Yeah. Me too.
You need that first hour out here.
Come really, you need that first hour. I mean, this morning, please, between 8 and 9 o'clock, did Mark and Brian do anything at all worthwhile on the radio?
Besides,
I'm sure, play all their commercials on time?
That's right.
What loser douchebags are. Please put us on that station immediately starting at 8 o'clock every morning.
Amen.
You got to do it. You, my friend, you won the WWF Survivor Series prize pack, WWF Survivor in your home Sunday, November 18th at 8 p.m. We love the WWF. Everybody else call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order this pay-per-view event. Thank you for listening.
Excellent.
We do appreciate it. And don't forget the hot balls tonight.
Yeah.
You are fighting gutter balls against the all-gay team. The bowling ballers will have the complete recap of that on tomorrow's show. We'll be at the AMF bowling lanes in Annandale tonight at 8 o'clock.
Come out to Annandale.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for a good one, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you, sir.
Are you unkind?
Throw your hat in the air, Rob. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You mind.
The
good sign.
Yeah, we gotta win, or we gotta go to that gay bar. We gotta win tonight. Take your Vicodin, Buzz.
You got it.
We'll see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.